It's time to turn to the captain for exciting play-by-play. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got the top local action on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We begin by going inside the numbers, visiting with the coaches, and introducing you to the starters. Let's head to the booth for our pregame show on 99 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com.
On Kirk and centralmoinfo.com. Appreciate everyone joining us. Hopefully sitting in your warm cars or warm homes tonight. It's going to be a chilly one, to say the least, here from Marceline. Snow covering the field. The wind is blowing pretty ferociously out to the east. This is, as they say, football weather here in mid-Missouri and Marceline. It's going to be the Marceline Tigers against the Penny Hornets for the district championship. And Penny comes in at 8-3 on the season. Marceline comes in at 10-1. I was able to hear talk to both head coaches, Caleb Obert from Penny and Mark Ross from Marceline, and you'll be able to hear my conversations with them in just a moment. But again, we want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. I'm in Realty, Oldham Monument, More Fans LLC, Marceline R5 School District, all of Marceline, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, First Missouri Bank of Brookfield and Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, and North Kansas City, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving and Construction, and Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com, getting set for that Penny Marceline District Championship game. Kickoff set to take you away at about 7 o'clock tonight. But we'll take a short break, and coming up in about 2 minutes, you'll be able to hear my conversation with both head coaches, again, Marceline's head coach, Mark Cross, Penny's head coach, Caleb Obert, talking about their teams. Lots of discussions and lots of good storylines as well heading into this game. Marceline, in fact, ranked third in Class 1 in the state of Missouri, so that should be a storyline in and of itself as well. So you'll hear them talk about their teams and what to come out with. And then we'll take a quick break, and I'll be back with you for kickoff here from a chilly Marceline, Missouri, as we get set for the district championship. Coming up on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 Schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
were able to do. The rain state only had 59 yards on the ground, which I think he's averaging like 150 yards, something like that. So, you know, that was definitely a win in our book as far as that goes.
And you mentioned the defense, and I know when we talked, I think it was Eric actually, when we talked with you guys back in early September, you talked about making sure the defensive intensity was up to par. Now, at this point in the season, how do you feel the defense has been playing lately?
Yeah, I mean, the defense has been phenomenal for us. Coach Beamer's done a great job, but having a game plan in place and ready to go that, you know, it's easy for the guys to comprehend. And, you know, for how far we've come defensively from the beginning of the year to this point, you know, it's pretty incredible. And the guys are really cooking. Both sides of the world. Really understand their assignments, being assigned down each play. It's been a good position.
Talking with Marcelino football coach Mark Ross ahead of their district championship game. And on the offensive side of the ball, Chase Phillips coming off a career high in passing. How's his play as of late?
Yeah, I mean, he's been phenomenal for us. You know, he's obviously the career passing leader. And, you know, he just continues to do some of that stuff. You know, he finally had a big game where he went over that 300-yard mark. You know, we've kind of been waiting for it all year, but at the same time, you know, he's got a lot of games where he only plays half a game or played a quarter. And, you know, that makes a big job. You know, he was phenomenal for us. On Friday, he made a lot of checks that I was trying to yell out to him to check. He wouldn't hear me. He'd already checked the play. You know, so he's been great. So he's going to be extremely hard for us to replace. We're very proud of him. He's playing a good smart ball.
And your leading receiver, Clayton Stallo, of course. Well, what's the chemistry like between Phillips and Stallo? How's that helped the team this year?
Yeah, you know, they've got a good chemistry. You know, the biggest thing is he just knows how to run around and get open. You know, all those guys do, but he's really exceptional at that. Good job of you know, when the situation's right and whatever the pass concept is called versus the coverage, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to kind of set some of that stuff up, and so they've been really good at being on the same page on what they're expected to do.
As you head into this district championship game, a tough Benny team, what are going to be some of the keys to you for you guys to get the win?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've definitely got to continue to take care of the ball. The guys have done a good job of that. You know, that's going to continue to be our focus this week at practice. And, you know, the big thing is just continuing to be physical on defense, set the tone and find ways to keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, the guys have been phenomenal at that. And so we look for that to continue. And, you know, we know it'll be a tough task. And then once again, you know, we're facing a team that likes to run the ball. And, you know, that's something that our guys really look forward to. And, you know, so we're looking forward to a hard-hitting game on Friday night.
All right, head coach Mark Ross, Marceline. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Check is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you need help selling your property? Iman Realty currently has buyers looking for all types of farms and homes to make their own. Call Iman Realty today. Visit with Lauren Niemeyer, broker owner of Iman Realty, along with Shane Cavanaugh, Bob Stewart and Marceline, Brian Davis at Lake Nahe, and Bruce Shoemaker of Marceline and surrounding areas. If you're looking for hunting properties, call Adam Florine or Robin Belzer. Serving all of North Central Missouri, call Iman Realty today at 660-376-4777 or visit imanrealty.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
We were down going into halftime. We came out, put two scores up in the third quarter. They answered early in the fourth, and we were able to put together, I think, nearly a seven-minute drive, and I think there was under a minute left. We were down on the one-yard line ready to score, and first and goal, I think, from the two, and they had a great defensive stand and held us out in order to force overtime, and you know, both teams struggled to move the ball there in the first overtime. Second overtime, we were able to push the ball into the end zone and create some pressure on them to have to score, and we're able to come up with a timely interception there at the very end.
Now, two of your last three games finished within a touchdown. What's kind of allowed your team to be able to play well in some of these closer games?
Just the confidence that the kids have, that knowing that they've been in some close games. We had an overtime game earlier in the season. We came from behind week nine, and the kids gain confidence as the game goes on, and trying to figure out new teams and new personnel, it's kind of just a war of attrition, and being able to get to know your opponent throughout the game, it takes a little bit to find their tendencies, and then it's late in the game. I think we've just been really fortunate to finish game strong, and the way that the kids respond to adversity has just been a testament to their character, and I'm really proud to be their coach.
Talking to Caleb Ober right now, head of their district championship matchup against Marceline, and focusing on the offense for a quick second, Sawyer Morrow, almost a 1,500-yard rusher for you guys. What has he brought to the team this year for you?
Well, he's brought some toughness carrying the ball. He's got a ton of carries, and he's our go-to guy. He can break the long run, but he gets those tough yards whenever it's third and three, and he gets us four, and he does a great job of having vision to follow his blocks and do some very good things that way. But he brings excitement, and I think that's more than anything, as a young kid getting his first year of starting, that having that excitement and making the big plays, whether he's doing it or somebody else, and that's huge for a team like ours.
Now, focusing on Marceline for a second, too, that their quarterback, Chase Billups, so one of their best quarterbacks they've seen at that school, has almost all of the passing records. How do you prepare during the week for facing a quarterback like this?
It's tough. It's not easy to do. I mean, you got to do your fundamentals and then your skelly, and just talk of who personnel, who you like to go to, which is tough to find a tendency because there's so many good receivers on the other end that he's targeting. So we've seen some good competition throughout our schedule, and he's up there with one of the best quarterbacks we've seen all year, and it's not going to be easy, but I feel like if we can create some a little bit of pressure up front, it'll definitely help us. Otherwise, it might be a long night for us.
Now, you just hit on some of those defensive keys. I guess overall, what are going to be some other keys for you guys to get the W on Friday?
Ball security. The team that doesn't turn it over usually has the best opportunity to win. I think special teams might be a huge factor. If you can control field position, put yourself into a better scoring opportunity and keeps them out of one. So those I look at almost every week keys to victory.
All right. Coach Caleb Ober, thanks so much for joining us for this pregame.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Olden Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Olden Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Olden Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain,
but
meets
the
individual needs that a local community
ends.
Bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri, with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com. For more than 75 years, Moore Fans of Marceline has been the leading manufacturer for commercial and industrial fans in the U.S., taking on the world one fan at a time. Moore Fans of Marceline would like to take this opportunity and say thank you to all the American military veterans. The service you give to our country is not always an easy one. For your hard work, courage, service, and sacrifice, and for all you do every day to help make this world a better place, thank you. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
A high level of fair, clean, and wholesome competition. Good luck to both teams. Now let's meet the starting lineup.
Welcome back to starting Marceline, defense, Missouri, here on 99.9 The Captain, or online at CentralMoInfo.com. We also want to say that we are live streaming on KMRN 99.3 FM in Cameron and Hamilton, and that is because it's Marceline against Penny this evening. Penny comes in at 8-3 on the year. Marceline, 10-1, the district championship is on the line tonight in Marceline, so it should be a lot of fun here on regional radio. Ben Wittenstein with you as the captains out at midfield.
Now, starting defense for your Marceline
as
Tigers.
The starters are announced. It is a cold one this evening. It's about 20 degrees, wind blowing to the east at 15 miles an hour. And the wind chill makes it feel like 11 degrees outside. But there are fans that have braved the cold and have been able to come down and watch their team. And it's been pretty impressive. Lots of coats, lots of blankets. But people are out, and they were cooking hamburgers over by the concession stand. So everyone's ready for some fun football tonight. We want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. I'm in Realty, Olden Monument, Moore Fan LLC, Marceline R5 School District, all of Marceline, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. First Missouri Bank of Brookfield and Kearney, Eagleville, Ridgeway, and North Kansas City. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov.com. And Sign Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Also, some sponsor lists from KMRN, Poland Thompson, Hamilton Bank, Hank and Tank's Barbecue, Bank Northwest, Michael Van Brunt, Shelter Insurance Agent, MFA Agri-Service, New York Life, Agent Mike Brown, Hamilton School District, Ward Roofing, Hillcrest Manor, C&N Sales. The head official for tonight's game, Rod Richardson, out there with both teams as the captains doing the coin flip. Marceline comes in ranked third in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. Both these teams, whoever wins this one in the district championship,
Macon, Holiday,
would
New Cambria,
go on to play the winner of Wellington and or Mid. Excuse me, the winner of Wellington or Mid Buchanan. Team shaking hands, and we're about set for some football. Penny will receive to start the first half. So Marceline will get the ball to start the second half. Marceline in their home black uniforms, gold lettering, gold pants, black socks, and that gold and black helmet. Penny in their visiting white uniforms, blue, dark blue, navy lettering, gold pants, black socks, and the all-gold helmet. Five-man official crew tonight, again, led by their head official, Ron Richardson. The umpire is Lyle Laughlin. Marceline will be kicking off right to left, so they are going to be kicking in the direction of the wind. Penny will start its first drive into this 15-mile-an-hour wind. We'll see if that affects their passing game as they're led by junior quarterback Ryan Cook. Colin Bruner to kick off for Marceline, their main kickoff man. Also kicks extra points and field goals as well. We'll talk a lot about him if he does end up having to kick a field goal. Now, the wind may affect that decision-making by head coach Mark Ross, but if you're going to have someone kick a field goal, it's going to be Colin Bruner. He was hitting 40-plus yards in practice field goal range. His long this year is 40. Hit the game winner in the Bell game as well in week three. Bruner runs up to the ball. The right-footed kick is up, and Morrow receives at the 5-yard line for Penny down the far sidelines, across the 20, across the 30, spaced on the far sideline, 45, and chopped down at the 47-yard line. Some good field position upcoming for this Penny football team. Morrow snuck behind his blockers down that far sideline, and he was able to get some good yardage, and these officials will spot him at just about the 47-yard line. Again, snow on the field here. They did a very good job of clearing off the yard markers and the yard lines as well. Just a sprinkle of snow. Some of it went away during the warm-ups. So it's a fairly easy to see, but still some nice snow cover here on the field. It'll be first and 10. Penny on their own 47. They're going left to right. Ryan Cook in the pistol, and he hands it off to Sawyer Morrow, and nowhere to go for the sophomore running back. He's stopped at the line of scrimmage. He falls forward for a yard. And that'll bring up second down and 9 on the 1-yard carry by Morrow.
And 2 on the play, second and 8.
And Morrow is coming off one of his best games in his career. Only a sophomore, has over 1,400 yards on the season, 20 rushing touchdowns. He had 37 carries in his last game, 219 yards and 2 touchdowns, a career high in yards and carries for the sophomore back. They give him an extra yard, so second and 8 on their own 49. Cook, it's a direct run from the quarterback up the middle, cross midfield and down at the Marceline 48-yard line. A gain of about 3, a minute here into the district championship game. And that'll bring up 3rd and 5. Cook, the junior quarterback, he's coming off a 3-interception game against Milan in the district semifinal, and the most interceptions that he had thrown all season long. 3rd and 5 on the Marceline 48 for Penny. Moving left to right in the pistol is Cook. It's a snap option right side. Cook keeps it and nowhere to go. He's wrapped up by the ankles and brought down after a gain of about 1 or 2. And that'll bring up 4th down and 3. Chase Billups on the tackle. And it'll be 4th and 3 on the Marceline 46-yard line. It looks like Penny will punt.
Back to punt for the Hornets. Sawyer
so punting
Morrow.
Will be Sawyer Morrow.
Colin Bruner, back
this will be his 26th punt on the year. He averages 35 yards a punt. Colin Bruner back to receive. He's standing at about his own 20-yard line. Clean snap. Morrow will look like a fake, and then he'll put a foot on it. A high arching punt, but the wind will stifle it a little bit as it rolls inside the Marceline 25. And so they will down that, and Marceline will start its first drive of the game on their own 23. We're going to see the senior quarterback, Chase Billups, and what can we say about this quarterback that hasn't been said before? He comes in with numerous records for this Marceline high school team. Broke the passing record earlier this season, and he's got a rushing record, touchdown record, pretty any quarterback record that you can name for Marceline. Chase Billups has it, also over 1,600 yards on the season. He starts in the pistol on his own 23. Marceline moving right to left. And the first handoff goes to Colin Bruner. Stopped up the middle. Spins out of a tackle in the backfield. Breaks to the outside on the near side. He has room across the 25, 30, 35, 40 near sideline. 50 across midfield. Wrapped up from behind by Morrow inside the 40-yard line.
Greer brought down by Sawyer.
So he turned something out of absolutely nothing, spinning out of a tackle and breaking to the outside. That'll be a 36-yard run on the first drive for Marceline by Colin Bruner. A way to start the game. They are now on the penny 40-yard line. Ball on the near hash as Billups starts in the gun. Bruner to his left. One receiver on each side. Billups, low snap. He corrals it. Hands off to Clayton Stallo on the end round to the far side. And Stallo is stopped at the 41. A loss of one. Kale Witt on the tackle for Penny. And that'll bring up second down and 11. Stallo, another one of those players from Marceline. They use him as a dual running back, wide receiver. For the most part, though, he is their main wide receiver. 30 receptions on the season, 599 yards, 10 touchdowns. He was recently named first-team all-conference as well. Marceline in a second and 11 on their own on the Penny 41-yard line. Shotgun snap, Billups. He's back to pass. Sharp, long drop for him as he throws in the flat for Bruner. And it's incomplete as Bruner couldn't corral it. Cold weather, that football is going to be hard as a rock. And it brings up third down and 11. Clock stops at 8:40 to go here in the first quarter. 0-0 tie of the district championship. Marceline trying to get its first district championship win since 2016. And Penny also got their last district championship win in 2016. Third and 11 on the Penny 41 for Marceline. Billups in the gun, shotgun snap. Again, Stallo on the end around right side. He breaks a couple tackles, turns up field, and brought down by a gang of Penny tacklers inside the 40. And that'll be within the original line of the original starting line of scrimmage. And it'll be fourth down and a seven at the gain of four by Stallo. So decision time for Marceline. Colin Bruner is their punter. They're led by first-year head coach Mark Ross. He takes over for Greg Huff. Mark Ross now the athletic department as well. He really took Greg Huff's full job as Huff moved on to Boonville. Ross, a University of Kansas graduate assistant, and he did this under Charlie Weiss. Fourth and seven, Marceline on the Penny 36. They're going for it as Billups drops back to pass. Pressured, he throws and gets hit on the throw, and it's almost picked off on the near sideline at the 25, but it'll be incomplete. Sawyer Morrow had a hand on the ball, and he just let it go at the last second. Probably a smart move by him because they make up all those yardages on the turnover on downs. And Penny gets the ball back at their own 36-yard line. Certainly not ideal for Marceline here in the district championship on their first drive of the game. We'll see what this Hornets team can come up with on their second drive. They start at their own 36, moving left to right. Ryan Cook starts in the gun. He's got Morrow to his left and bunch three receivers on the near side. Shotgun snap, Cook. He's back to pass. A short drop over the middle. He goes to Andrew Rich, who catches it at the 40, spins to the 45, and wrapped up at the 47 and brought down right on that Marceline M at midfield. That'll be good enough for the first down on the 11-yard reception by the freshman.
It'll be good for Hornet first down.
First pass by Ryan Cook is complete for 11 yards, one for one. Cook was 6 for 14 in the district semifinal, 78 yards through the air. And these officials are calling for an official timeout.
Official timeout. Hot chocolate break.
See what these officials say. It seems like maybe we have a equipment issue again. It's about 20 degrees out on that field right now. Wind 15 miles an hour eastward. Penny going against the wind. And the wind chill makes it feel like 10 degrees outside. So we're back at it after they sorted everything out. It's first and 10. Penny on their own 47. Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him. Bunch three receivers on the far side. Snap Cook. Handoff Morrow. Up the middle. He has a hole into the secondary. Breaks a tackle at the 40. 35 and brought down at the 30-yard line.
Good
23-yard run by the sophomore Sawyer Morrow.
Stop was made by Cooper Fisher.
First down for Penny, and they are now in the middle of Marceline territory. Clock at 7:15, all tied up at zero here in the first quarter of the district final. Ball on the Marceline 30. Cook in the gun. Gets the chest high snap. Turns to his right. Morrow with the handoff. He bounces off the middle. And he cuts it to the outside, but nowhere to go. Nice job by the Marceline defense to string him out as they bring him down to the 33-yard line, a three-yard loss. Flags on the field as well, and it'll be called holding on McKenney. So the Hornets moving back after a good defensive stand by that Marceline defensive line led by Clint Acton, Seth Cupp, Acton of second-team All-Conference, Nathan Sayer, on the end as well. He was named first-team All-Conference. Not too shabby of a defensive line for Marceline as they back this ball all the way up, all the way back, I should say, to the Marceline 43. So it remains first down and a country mile. Under 7 minutes to go in the first. All knotted up at zero. Cook in the pistol. He gets the snap. It's an option left side. He keeps it. Finally pitches it to Morrow across the 40. 35-30, and he's angled out of bounds. At around the 30-yard line, they'll spot him at the 31 for a gain of 12 on that first and 20 carry. It'll be second down and 11. They're going to spot him at the 31.
12-yard gain on the play, second 11.
So 36 yards now on the ground for Morrow on three carries as it's second and 11 for Penny with 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Ball on the Marceline 31. Cook's in the gun. Morrow to his left. A bunch of three receivers on the near side. Shotgun snap. Cook as he takes it up the middle himself a couple yards as he carries a defender on his leg. Balls forward down to the 26-yard line. Gain of five on the carry to bring up third down and six. Cook has pretty good resume when it comes to running the ball as well. 110 carries, 507 yards. Third and six for Penny on the Marceline 26. Cook shotgun snap, hands it to Morrow. Bursts up the gut into the secondary. He goes down to the 15. That'll be a first down for the Hornets. And now they're in the Marceline red zone. 11-yard carry by the sophomore. 47 yards on four carries and a fresh set of downs for this Penny football team. District championship on the line as Marceline has won 23 of them in school history. Penny has won 14 of them. First and 10 on the Marceline 15. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless tie. Penny on the Marceline 15. Shotgun snap to Cook. He takes it up the middle himself. Bounces to the outside. Hit hard at the 10-yard line. Gain of five for the junior to bring up second and five now on the Marceline 10. Cook has 15 yards on the ground on four carries. Wind continues to blow here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. 5:20 remaining in the opening quarter. Second and five on the Marceline 10 for Penny. Cook in the pistol, Morrow behind him. Three receivers on the near side. Cook, shotgun snap. He hands it to Morrow. Up the gut he goes. Marceline ready for him as they spin him down for no gain. That'll bring up third and five on the Marceline 10.
No gain on the play, third and five.
Penny also has their backup running back, Derek Aiken, who has almost 400 yards on the season. Have yet to see the senior in the game. They really do rely on Sawyer Morrow to get a good chunk of the yards. Third and five on the Marceline 10. Pistol for Cook. Morrow behind him. It's an option right side. The pitch to Morrow. He has space inside the 10. The five inching forward down to the 3 yard line.
Morrow with the carry.
As he was tripped up, he landed awkwardly on the side of his head, but he is slow to get up. He seems to be okay. That'll be a first down. On the 7 yard carry by Morrow. First and goal now. As Morrow at 54 yards on six carries. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first. Scoreless tie. Penny looking to strike first in the district championship. First and goal. They mark this on the Marceline 2. Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him. Three receivers on the far side. Chest high snap. Handoff. Morrow up the middle. Inching for that goal line. Did he get it? Near side official signals down at the one.
Seth Cupp
on the goal line tackle. It'll be second down and goal on the one.
Second and goal for the Hornets.
Ball on the near side hash, right at the tip of that white stripe for the goal line. 3:45 to go. Penny trying to strike first. Pistol for Cook. Handoff. Morrow walks into the end zone. A one-yard touchdown run by the sophomore Sawyer Morrow. And Penny goes up 6-0 with 3:40 to go in the first.
Sawyer Morrow for the Hornet touchdown.
That is Morrow's 21st rushing touchdown of the season. He will be kicking the extra point as well.
Morrow for the point after.
64 yards on the second drive of the game for Penny. They march it into the end zone. Cook the holder. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. And that's good as well. 7-0 Penny on the road here in Marceline in the district championship game. 3:40 left to go in the first. Marceline will get the ball back when we get back in 30 seconds here on Regional Radio.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Welcome back to Marceline, Chester Ray Stadium. 7-0 Penny over Marceline with 3:40 to go in the first here in the district championship game. Ben Wittenstein with you on Kirk and Central Mo Info.com. We're also being simulcast on KMRN 99.3 FM in Hamilton. So I want to welcome all of our Hamilton listeners and Penny fans as well. Thanks for joining us on this very cold Friday evening. Hopefully everyone out there staying warm. The fans in front of me trying their best, covered in coats and blankets. As snow coats the field and the stands here in Marceline, it's a brisk 20 degrees outside. 15-mile-an-hour winds as well as Penny kicks off to Marceline. Cullen Bruner recovers at the 25, and Penny right there to stop him. Bruner maybe gets only 1 yard. Marceline will start on their own 26-yard line for their second drive of the game. Down 7-0 with 3:37 left to go in the first. We have yet to see the senior Chase Billups attempt to pass. And he was doing it all game against Gallatin last week in the district semifinal. 14 for 22 for Billups, 321 yards, a career high, 2 touchdowns, 63% completion percentage. First and 10 for Marceline on their own 26. Right to left go the Tigers, down 7-0. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Billups under center. He gets the snap, turns to his left, and in the backfield is Clayton Stallo. He gets the handoff, and nowhere to go for him. Down back at the 25-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Stop for no gain by Eli Harper.
Harper on the tackle.
Second and 10 for the Tigers at the road 45.
And this is a tough Penny defensive line led by the senior Tyler Trosper. 65 tackles on the season, 29 tackles for loss. Second and 10, Billups again under center. This time a pitch to Stallo, this time to the right side. Following his blockers as he gets strung out and nowhere to go. The Penny defense angles him out of bounds for a loss of one. And that'll bring up third down and what's looking like 11, depending on where these officials spot the ball. And they'll give him that one extra yard. Are they going to spot him right at that 25? I think they will. So no gain, or they'll spot him behind, excuse me. So it will be third and 11 on the 24-yard line of Marceline. Offensive line for Penny coming in big here in the first. 3 minutes left to go. 7-0 Penny's lead. Marceline has it third and 11 on their own 24. They move right to left on your radio dial. Billups, shotgun snap to pass to screen, and the throw over the head of the running back, and it's picked off. And it is picked off by Penny. They picked it off at about the 20-yard line. Malachi McBee on the interception. His first interception of the season. And Penny gets the ball back with great field position on the Marceline 22-yard line. That was a setup screen. Penny read it the whole way. The ball was batted around a couple of times and ended up in the hands of Malachi, who succeeded in that tip drill that a lot of teams do in practice. He was right there waiting for it. So with 2:53 to go in the first, Penny with a 7-0 lead. Now they have the ball first and 10 on the Marceline 22. Cook in the pistol with Morrow behind him. The snap and the handoff. Morrow bursts up the middle, carries a couple tacklers with him. Into the second level he goes, down to the 16. That'll be a 6-yard gain for the sophomore to bring up second and 4. 62 yards now for Morrow. Clock at 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Winner moves on to the state quarterfinals. The winner of the Wellington-Mid-Buchanan game. Second and 5 on the Marceline 16. Cook in the gun. Morrow to his right. Bunch 3 receivers near side. Cook takes it himself. Off tackle right. Has room as he breaks to the outside. Inside the 15. 10 on the near side. Sidelines. And wrapped up out of bounds. Brought down right at the 10-yard line. 6-yard carry for Cook.
Pretty good for Hornet first down.
That'll be good for a first down by Penny. So they move the chains. They're going to spot this at the 11. So it'll be first and 10 on the Marceline 11.
First and 10 at the
They need to get to that 1-yard line for a first down. But Penny in business after an interception at the Marceline 22. Pistol snap to Cook. Option left side. He keeps it. Turns up field at the 5. Spins out of a tackle as he falls forward inside the 5. Down to the 2. A gain of 8 by Cook to bring up 2nd and 1 on the Marceline 2-yard line. Penny doing a great job mixing up the play calling. They're calling some options, some quarterback keepers. Morrow is so good in between the tackles as well. He's had 5 touchdowns in his last 3 games alone. 373 yards to go along with those 5 touchdowns in the last 3 games. A minute and a half remaining in the first. 7-0 Penny lead. 2nd and 2 on the Marceline 1. Morrow up the middle. Marceline right there to stop him. And that'll bring up 3rd down with a minute 15 to go in the first. 3rd and goal at the Marceline 1.
Gain of 1, 3rd and short for the Hornets.
Big stop for Marceline if they can do it. Already down a touchdown and an early turnover as well. Out of the huddle, it'll be Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him, and they're now going to go into the gun as Morrow to the left of Cook. A bunch of 3 receivers on the near side. Cook, high snap. He keeps it himself off to the left. This time throws in the end zone, and it's a touchdown caught by Connor Kavanaugh. Nice job by Cook holding on to it as long as he could. He saw the defense coming, and he just flipped it out to Kavanaugh in the back of the end zone for 6. 13-0. Penny leads with 39 seconds to go in the first of the district championship game. Morrow to kick the extra point. Cook the holder. And the snap to Cook is good. The hold is good. And the kick low. It's blocked. And so the extra point, no good. The score remains 13-0 in favor of Penny with 39 seconds to go here in the first. Marceline gets the ball back when we get back in 30 seconds here on Regional Radio.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstricker's is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies' Night November 14th at our Kirksville store. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise. Perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstricker's Ladies' Night, Wednesday, November 14th in Kirksville from 5:30 to 7:30. Visit Seidenstricker's.com for all the Ladies' Night details.
Back here at Marceline High School, 13-0. Penny with the lead over Marceline in the district championship game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com, being simulcast as well on KMRN 99.3 FM in Hamilton, on thank everyone for joining us. Again, a cold Friday night, 20 degrees, wind chill making it feel like 10. They've got the space heaters on the sidelines. And Penny has a pretty comfortable lead, at least at this point in the game, as we're about to end quarter number one, up 13-0, as Morrow gets ready to kick off. Back to receive Bruner. As the righty runs up to the ball, it's a line drive kick, bouncing to the far side. Bruner goes to pick it up, slips in the snow, keeps his balance, escapes one tackle at the 25, angles towards the near side at the 30. 35, 40, and hit out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. So again, Cullen Bruner, terrific job to be able to turn something out of nothing. And it gives Marceline good field position for its third drive of this game with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thanks to some of our sponsors, Iman Realty, Oldham Monument, Moore Fans, LLC, Marceline, our five-school district, all of Marceline, Michael Van Brunt, Shelter Insurance Agent, MFA Agri Service, New York Life Agent, Mike Brown. So Marceline, after an interception on their last drive to set Penny up for their score, down 13-0, they have first and 10 on their own 42. Phillips in the gun. Bruner to his right, Phillips chest-high shotgun snap, back to pass over the middle, and this one's picked off by Kavanaugh at midfield. He's on the run, 35-30, far side sidelines, 15-10, and he's tripped up right at the 10-yard line. The second interception by Chase Phillips, this time back into the hands of Connor Kavanaugh, setting up Penny for another great opportunity in the Marceline red zone with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Two passes, two picks for Phillips. And they're going to spot this at the 13 of Marceline. Penny, a terrific opportunity to go up three scores. Cook in the pistol, Morrow behind him. Three receivers on the right side. Cook, a high snap, corrals it and brings it down for Morrow. Up the gut, inside the 10, inside the 5, still churning the feet, into the end zone. That's a touchdown by Sawyer Morrow. 13 yards for the sophomore. He puts Penny up 19-0 with 8 seconds to go in the first. Two touchdowns so far for Morrow, and the officials want a timeout. Seems like one of the officials may have gotten run over on that play. So we'll take a break and be back after they check on this official. 8 seconds remaining, a 13-yard touchdown run by the sophomore Sawyer Morrow to put Penny up 19-0 here to end quarter number one. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds on Kirk and KMRN and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Everyone's checked out. Seems to be okay. As the extra point attempt for Penny, they are going to be going for two, up 19-0. Trying to put 21 on the board and go up three complete scores. Second interception led to this touchdown. As Cook starts in the gun for this two-point conversion. Chest high snap. He keeps it himself, rolling to the left. Eyes into the end zone. He throws to the back of the end zone. Witt is there, and he makes the catch, but pushed out of bounds, and he loses control. Incomplete. And so the score remains 19-0 with 8.7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of the district championship game from Chester Ray Stadium here in Marceline. Chase Phillips, two interceptions. He's made two throws so far. Kavanaugh on the second interception, and he did a tremendous job returning it from midfield all the way inside the 20-yard line. So Marceline now in a big hole, down 19-0. see if they can score. This is a Marceline team that averages 35 points a game. They have the tools and they have the playmakers on the team to be able to come back, but certainly not something they're used to. Out of the last three games this Marceline team has played, two of them have been shutouts. They shut out Harrisburg on the 19th of October, and last week they shut out Gallatin 29-0. This is a defensive team. Certainly they use a lot of power on the offense, but defensively they're very proud of the way their defense set up, and the offense certainly has been helping them. Back to receive again, Bruner and Stallo at their own 20-yard line. Now 19-0, still 8 seconds to go in the first. As Morrow kicks off, Stallo receives it at the 25 as he heads upfield across the 30, following his blocker down to the 34 as he spins out of a tackle, the 36 where he's finally wrapped up and falls forward down to the 37-yard line. For Marceline, will start its drive. Down 19-0, and that'll end quarter number one. So we'll take a 60-second break here. It's 19-0 Penny with the lead in the district championship game here on Regional Radio. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Marceline's drive.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Do you need help selling your property? Iman Realty currently has buyers looking for all types of farms and homes to make their own. Call Iman Realty today. Visit with Lauren Niemeyer, broker owner of Iman Realty, along with Shane Cavanaugh, Bob Stewart and Marceline, Brian Davis at Lake Nahe, and Bruce Shoemaker of Marceline and surrounding areas. If you're looking for hunting properties, call Adam Florine or Robin Belzer. Serving all of North Central Missouri, call Iman Realty today at 660-376-4777 or visit imanrealty.com.
Out of the quarter, it's the second quarter as Bruner, a huge carry for Marceline. First and 10 on their own 37 as he crosses midfield down to the Penny 36-yard line. 27-yard carry by Bruner.
Tigers at the Hornet 36-yard line.
64 yards for him on two carries. He has been a lightning bolt of offense when he has the ball. Marceline down 19-0 to start quarter number two. It's first and 10 for the Tigers on the Penny 36. Again, Bruner handoff trying to go off tackle left. Nowhere to go. The Penny defense wraps him up in the backfield. Terrific job by that Penny defensive line. A loss of 4 yards, and that'll bring up second down. Spot this at the Penny 39, so that'll be officially a 3-yard loss by Bruner. 19 first quarter points for Penny, two of those coming off Marceline turnovers. That's where we're on 19-0 Penny here in the district championship game. Second and 13, Marceline on the Penny 39. Marceline now moving left to right on your radio dial as the handoff again. Bruner trying to get to the outside, wrapped up way far behind in the backfield. And brought down. Nice tackle there by Eli Harper, but flags on the play as well. And they were thrown relatively early. This will be a loss of 6. Harper's ninth tackle for a loss, and this is a holding on Marceline. So the ball moving back even further on second down for Marceline. Already down 19-0. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk 99.9. FM The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com, simulcast on KMRN 99.3 FM in Hamilton. Thanks for all tuning in here on your Friday night for some district championship football. Penalty was declined, so it's third and 19 on the Penny 45-yard line. That first down marker all the way back to the Penny 26. In the pistol is Billups. He's got Stallo behind him. Chest high snap. Stallo handoff. Trying to go somewhere. He loses the ball as he's wrapped up in the backfield. Kavanaugh pounces on it for Penny. And the third straight turnover for Marceline. Penny takes advantage. They'll have the ball on the Marceline 48-yard line. Three drives, three turnovers for Marceline. 10.5 to go in the second. Penny gets the ball back up 19-0. Talking to head coach, both head coach Mark Ross and Caleb Overt, they talked about turnovers and keeping control of the ball, how important that is for winning a game like this. And right now, Penny leading the turnover battle 0-3 as Cook to pass. He heaves it down the right side. Witt wide open just over his head at the 25-yard line. Cook and Witt have a nice connection going on with the leading receiver in terms of yardage on this Penny team. Almost 600 yards, 26 receptions. He has not scored a touchdown, though, since week 7 back on October 5th. But his 6'3", 215-pound frame certainly provides a good target down the field for Ryan Cook. Second and 10 for Penny on the Marceline 48. Penny moving right to left on your radio dial now here in the second quarter. 10.5 to go in the first half. Cook in the pistol. Three receivers far side. The handoff, Morrow up the gut again. Marceline ready. And there's no hole there for Morrow to go through as he's wrapped up for no gain. That'll bring down a third down and 10.
That was led by Colton Jenkins to the Tigers. Gain of one, third and nine.
12 carries for Morrow, 76 yards. And it'll bring up third down and about 10. Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him. Bunch three receivers far side. Marceline sends three, and it's an option right side. Morrow across the 45 to the 40. And wrapped up from behind, brought down at the 41-yard line. A gain of six, and that'll bring up fourth and about three.
Gain of six on the play, fourth and three.
First fourth down Penny has seen since their first drive of the game. With 9.5 remaining in the first half, Penny taking their time up 19-0 here in the district championship. Three turnovers by Marceline. Two interceptions and a fumble. Fourth and three. Penny going for it on the Marceline 41. Pistol for Cook. High snap as Cook corrals it. Brings it down and rushes up the gut for the quarterback keeper. It doesn't look like he got enough at the 38-yard line. He needed three. He got just about two. And that looks like that'll be a turnover on downs back to Marceline. So the defense coming up big for this Tigers team. As Marceline takes over on their own 39-yard line. .906 remaining in the second quarter, 19-0. Penny with the lead. Marceline has first and 10 on their own 39, moving left to right. Decked out in their home black uniforms, gold pants, gold lettering. And a timeout called by Mark Ross and Marceline. So they'll think over this drive after three straight drives and three turnovers. We'll take a break with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Kirk, CentralMoInfo.com, and KMRN.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Iman Realty, Oldham Monument, More Fans LLC, Marceline R5 School District, all of Marceline, Poland Thompson, Hamilton Bank, and Hank and Tank's Barbecue. First and 10, Marceline on their own 39, down 19-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second of the district championship game. Bruner with the handoff as he weaves his way up the middle of the field across the 40 down to the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of five for the junior.
Gain of six.
Bring up
play,
second down and four as they give him six. Six. 67 yards now on the ground for Bruner on four carries. Marceline trying to get a first down here. Second and four on their own 45. Phillips in the gun. He's got Bruner to his right and three receivers far side. Hand off Bruner. He's trying to bounce to the outside. That Penny defensive line forces him back. A huge loss on the run. Malachi McBee, another tackle for loss by the senior. His second tackle for loss tonight. And he brings Marceline all the way back to the original line of scrimmage on the 39, a loss of six. And that'll bring up third and about 10. With 8 minutes to go in the second, 19-0, Penny with the lead.
Loss of four on the play, third and nine for the Tigers.
Tigers rushing up to the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run with Billups in the gun. Two receivers near side, one far. Bruner on his right hip. Shotgun snap, Billups. He's to pass. He throws near sidelines from McCausland. He dives for it. Makes the catch at the 48-yard line. This may just be good enough for the first. Official signal fourth down. If it is, it's fourth and inches on the 11-yard pass. An 8-yard pass. So that'll be fourth and one now. 7.5 to go. Marceline going for it.
Let's go!
Under center goes Billups. Quarterback keeper up the middle. There's a lot of pushing and shoving going out of the line of scrimmage. Do they give Marceline that 1 yard they needed? Penny may have just stopped him on fourth and one. Officials talking. We'll see what they come up with here. They're going to spot this right at the 48, between the 48 and 49. They're going to measure.
Official timeout for measurement.
7:15 to go in the second. Penny up 19-0. This could be another big turnover on downs if it goes back to Penny, already up 19. These officials asking for a measurement again. Head official for tonight's game, Rod Richardson. The umpire is Lyle LaFoon. Big measurement upcoming. Right around the 48, 49-yard line. We get ready to extend those chains. And that is good enough for the first down by half a football. So fresh set of downs for the Tigers. Much needed for Marceline. Down 19-0. That ball placed between the 48 and the 49-yard line. As they rush up to the ball ready for their first down play. Billups in the gun. He's got Bruner to his right. One receiver out to the far side. Shotgun snap, Billups. He looks left. He throws over the middle. It's tipped in the air, and that's picked off by Morrow. Picked off at the 41-yard line. Another tip drill as Morrow dives for it after being tipped up in the air. Third interception by Chase Billups. The fourth turnover forced by Penny. And the Hornets get the ball back. On their own 41-yard line, up 19-0 with 7:05 to go. And again, that one not really on Chase Billups. It was just tipped up in the air. Penny getting some lucky bounces as they take over. First and 10 on their own 41, moving right to left. Cook in the gun with Morrow to his right. High snap. Cook brings it down. He takes it himself up the middle. And Marceline defense right there to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Clint Acton, I believe, on the tackle. Second team all conference. This is a senior that hadn't played football since freshman year coming into this year and stepped back on the team. 6'3", 260 pounds. Big on that D-line for Marceline. And he showed it there, stopping Ryan Cook in his tracks for no gain. Second and 10. For Penny on their own 41, 6.5 to go in the second. Cook in the pistol, Morrow behind him. Option left side. Cook now pitches it to Morrow. Corrals at the 40, across the 45, midfield into Marceline territory. Angled out of bounds at the Marceline 45. Gain of 14, a first down as they move the chains.
That's good for a Hornets first down.
96 is Morrow knocking on the door of 100 yards in this game. Clock at 6:23 to go in the second. Ball now on the Marceline 45. Penny continuing to drive up 19. Cook checks his left wrist for the play call as he starts in the gun. Morrow to his right, trips to the right side. Low snap. Cook again corrals it as he tries to take off. The Marceline defense right there to stop him. Terrific job by Colby Sims to make the tackle. The first team all-conference junior got into the backfield pretty quickly, but it was a low snap. Cook had to take some time to grab it out of the dirt. And that'll be a two-yard loss, second and 12. Clock continuing to run, under 6 minutes now to go in the second. Back on, onto the huddle, Penny. Second and 12 on the Marceline 47. Up 19-0, Cook in the gun. Morrow to his right. Marceline sends four. Cook to pass, and now it's a quarterback draw up the middle, trying to spin out of a tackle at the 45. Couldn't do it. Clayton Salo, a nice open field tackle towards the ankles of Cook, and that'll put the ball at the 45-yard line. Two-yard gain to bring up third and 10. So Cook gets those 2 yards back. 29 yards rushing for the junior so far. Clock at 5 minutes now to go in the second. Whistle, and it may be a timeout. One of the officials signaling issue with Connor Kavanaugh's jersey. District championship football here on regional radio in Kirk and KMRN, as well as online, centralmoinfo.com. Here from Marceline High School, Chester Ray Stadium, a cold Chester Ray Stadium, 20 degrees outside right now, wind blowing 10, 15 miles an hour eastward as Penny drives with the wind. Windchill makes it feel like 10 degrees outside right now. Everything sorted out. It's third and 10 on the Marceline 45 for Penny. Cook in the pistol. Trips to the right side. Chest high snap. Cook, he's back to pass. Has protection. Fires right side for win, and it's tipped. This one may have been picked off. It is. Alex McMoslin on the far sidelines. This time the tip drill goes Marceline's way. First turnover by Marceline for their defense. First interception for Cook. No damage done by Penny. Marceline gets the ball back around their own 24-yard line with 4:45 to go in the second quarter.
First and 10 at the Tigers.
That ball is cold. Easy to not catch it and bounce it high in the air. McCausland, great job taking advantage. Phillips in the gun. He's got trips to his right and one receiver to his left. The handoff goes to Bruner up the gut. That Penny defense, though, stopped and plugged the hole pretty quickly. And brings him down for a gain of about one to bring up second and nine.
Experience by Ed Black.
Black on the tackle. That's Black's 47th tackle this season. Clock continuing to run, under 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. 19-0, Penny with the lead. Marceline has it on their own 24, moving left to right. Three receivers near side, one far with Phillips in the gun. Bruner to his right. Bruner with the handoff, trying to go up the middle. Penny not letting him do anything. The running game has been stopped by this Penny defense, not letting Bruner go to the outside or cut into the inside.
1 yard off on the play, 30.
And they're going to lose 1 yard on that run to bring up third down and 10 back on their own 23-yard line. That defensive line for Penny was one of the talking points coming into this game. Tyler Trosper, who head coach Caleb Ober calls the best athlete on this Penny team. He's on that defensive line along with Eli Harper, the team tackle leader and the team sack leader, respectively. 3.5 to go in the second. Marceline has third and 10 on their own 23. Phillips under center. It's a fullback handoff as there's nowhere to go for Cullen Bruner, trying to get to the outside. Brought down for a gain of maybe one, and that'll bring up fourth down and 9, fourth down and 10. They're going to say no gain.
No gain on the play, fourth and 10.
Fourth and 10, and Marceline will have to punt.
McCausland on the front.
Alex McCausland back to punt. 28 punts this season, averaging 34 yards a punt. He's had a 51-yard punt as well this year. Back to receive, Soriamoro. A lob snap, McCausland corrals it, and it's a shallow punt high in the air, wobbling as it takes a Penny bounce, landing on the 35. Down to the 31-yard line, 32. Good for about a 10-yard McCausland punt. Great field position coming up for Penny. as they'll have it at the Marceline 33-yard line. Want to thank Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Hamilton School District, Twin Creeks Gas, Grocery, and Service, Hillcrest Manor, and Ward Roofing. Sponsoring this game on Kirk, CentralMoInfo.com, and simulcast on KMRN. First and 10, Penny, 2:40 to go as Cook options to the right side. Morrow, wide open space, spins inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line on the 7-yard carry for the sophomore. That'll bring up second and 3. Morrow, they're going to give him 9 yards on that one. Morrow now over 100 yards in this game on 15 carries, 105 yards. He's had over 100 yards in every game this season except two. 2:10 to go. Penny up 19-0 here in the district championship. Second and 2 on the Marceline 24 for Penny. Pistol snap to Cook. Turns left and hands it up to Morrow. Following his blockers, off tackle left. Almost loses the ball but corrals it as he's brought down at the 20-yard line. Good for a first down. On the 5-yard carry by Morrow, and the chains continue to move. Whistle blows as the clock stops at 1:48. Officials checking the clock. They want to make sure everything is okay as head official Rod Richardson comes over. Mark Ross not happy about that as he, whatever the official said, he waved his hands up. I believe they're adding time on the clock. 1:56 put on the clock. And it continues to run now at 1:55. First and 10, Penny. On the Marceline 20, an option right side again. Cook pitches to Morrow, cuts back to the middle. Upfield he goes, escapes the tackle to the end zone. Touchdown. 20-yard touchdown run by the sophomore, his third of the game. He puts Penny up 25-0 with 1:41 to go here in the first half. That is touchdown number 3 for the sophomore. He had a 2-touchdown game last week, a 3-touchdown game this week. He now has 8 touchdowns in his last 4 games. He is so hard to tackle, especially in this cold. He just squirted through a couple of tacklers and got into the end zone. Going for 2 is Penny. Cook shotgun snap. Again, rolls out to the right. He's going to throw over the middle. He does. He had a receiver. Billups brought him down, and they are going to say no good. Brought down right at the 1-yard line. So the conversion, no good. And Marceline will get the ball back with 1:41 left to go in the second quarter. Penny 25, Marceline 0. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Kirk, KMRN, and CentralMoInfo.com.
For more than 75 years, Moore Fans of Marceline has been the leading manufacturer for commercial and industrial fans in the U.S., taking on the world one fan at a time. Moore Fans of Marceline would like to take this opportunity and say thank you to all the American military veterans. The service you give to our country is not always an easy one. For your hard work, courage, service, and sacrifice, and for all you do every day to help make this world a better place, thank you.
Back here at Chester Ray Stadium, Ben Wittenstein with you for this district championship game that was just blown wide open by Penny. 25-0 the Hornets over the Tigers with 1:41 to go here in the second quarter. Marcelina, last chance opportunity before the first half ends to try to get on the board. They have 4 turnovers, though. 3 interceptions by Billups and a fumble by Clayton Stallo has led to 18 points by Penny. Morrow to kick off. Right-footed boot. Stallo receives at the 20-yard line. Trying to turn up field. Escapes one tackle, but is spun down at the 30-yard line. 10-yard run for Stallo with 1:35 remaining. Marceline will take over on its own 30-yard line. Game that started out with a lot of promise for both of these teams. Saw some bad turnovers by Marceline. And Penny taking great advantage of those.
Timeout.
It's a timeout call by Penny. And we'll take it with him. 30-second break. We'll be back. Marceline has it first and 10 on their own 30 with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter, down 25-0 here on Regional Radio.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here at Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Regional Radio. 1:35 to go in the first half. 25-0 Penny with the lead over Marceline here in the district championship. Marceline with it on their own 30-yard line, moving left to right. Phillips in the gun. He'll pitch it near side for Bruner, trying to follow his blockers as he crosses the line of scrimmage on the near sideline and really has nowhere to go. That Penny defense all over him as he's helped back up by some of these Penny defenders. They bring up second down, a whistle. Clock stops at 1:16. Officials discussing Rod Richardson, Lyle LaFoon, the referee and the umpire. And it's a penalty on Marceline. Legal procedure, I think they called. And this ball will be backing up. Penny defense, terrific job so far stopping this Marceline run. Only two long runs by Colin Bruner, but 68 yards on the ground so far for Marceline. And again, this is a team that does a great job with running the ball. They average 177 yards a game. As they push this ball back to the 25. And that'll bring up first down and 15 now for Marceline with a minute and 34 seconds to go in the first half. 19-0 is Penny's lead. Marceline hustling up to the line, a whistle. And an issue with one of these defensive linemen for Penny. Tyler Trosper, it looks like, needing to figure something out. With his shoe as he runs off the field.
First and 15 at the 25.
And everything's ready and set to go. First and 15, Marceline on their own 25, down by 25. Handoff, Bruner up the middle. He gets into the secondary. Lots of yards to go at midfield. He's on the run, chewing up yardage right now. No one in front of him. 20, 15, 10 coming from behind. He skips that tackle. Touchdown. 25 to 6 now is Penny's lead on the 75-yard touchdown run by Colin Bruner. He almost ran out of gas, but he was able to bring it to the end zone. Nice job, Tucker Ross, the freshman, almost caught up with him. Tried a shoestring tackle at the end, but Bruner able to keep his footing. 25-6, 1 minute, 8 seconds to go in the second. Phillips the holder and Bruner the kicker. Still breathing hard from that run, and the kick is up as it angles off to the left. It's good. Just inside the left upright. 25-7. Marceline on the board here in the district championship. Mark Ross fired up on the sideline. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more. 25-7, Penny's lead. They get the ball back here on Regional Radio.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstrucker's is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies' Night November 15th at our Tipton store, November 20th in Columbia, and the 27th in Mexico. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise, perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstricker's Ladies Nights in Tipton, Columbia, and Mexico. Visit Seidenstricker's.com for all the Ladies Night details.
Twenty-five-7, Penny's lead, cut down to 18 with a minute 8 left to go in the second quarter after a 75-yard Colin Bruner touchdown run. He now has 143 yards on the ground and a score. That was much needed by this Marceline team, who looked like their offense was dead in the water. Bruner to kick off from his own 40. Back to receive is Morrow for Penny, along with Derek Aiken. And it's a short boot. Looks like a mild onside. Ball batted around. Still loose and finally falled on top of at the 36-yard line.
Ball down by Justin.
Justin. And that was brought down by Penny. By Justin Cunnison. Knutson did a great job finding that ball, falling on top of it. 1 minute, 6 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, 25-7. Penny's lead. It's ball also on their own 36, moving right to left. Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him. High snap, handoff Morrow up the gut. Marceline ready for him. Stopping him at the line of scrimmage. He gains maybe one on that one. Colby Sims on the tackle.
No gain, second 10.
That'll be second and 10 as they give no gain tomorrow. Clock continuing to run at 43 seconds now. Second and 10 on their own 36. Shotgun snap, Cook back to pass. Steps up as he heaves a long one down the field for Witt just in front of him at the 25, incomplete. He sent it downfield. Witt had the step on McCausland, but it falls incomplete to bring up third and 10. Clock stops at 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cook has an arm. He's able to throw it downfield, and he clearly likes to throw it to Cale Witt. The three passes that he's had so far has all targeted Witt. Penny will try again on their own 36, third and 10. 35 seconds to go. They're up 25-7. Cook in the pistol. Morrow behind him. It's an option to the right side. Cook continues to keep it. Finally pitches it. And the ball's loose on the field at the 38-yard line. Marceline recovers. A late pitch. Morrow wasn't expecting it. Chase Billups jumped on that one, and Marceline takes over with 28 seconds to go. If they can put some points on the board before halftime, I'm sure they can feel real good as they went into this quarter, went into their drive last time down 25-0. And don't forget, they do have Colin Bruner, who not only can do it on the ground, he has a foot. We've seen him kick at least up to 40 yards. That's his long. So they still need some yardage to get within field goal range. Now on the Penny 38. Phillips all alone in the backfield. A screen far side, McCausland. He fakes the pass, now tries to follow his blockers. Escapes one tackle, escapes another, but nowhere to go. Penny, a good job catching up with him. That'll be a loss of yardage back to the 41-yard line, a loss of 3 or 4 to bring up second down. Clock stops at 21 seconds.
3-yard loss, second and 13.
So it'll be second and 13. Ball on the Penny 42-yard line. Empty backfield for Billups, 5 receiver set. 21 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 25-7, Marceline down. Billups to pass. Long drop. Over the middle he goes, and it is caught. Nice catch by Nick Kane over the middle of the field at the 30-yard line. 13-yard catch and a timeout called with 13 seconds to go. Billups now 18-yard pass. 18 yards passing. And it'll be third down and 3 for Marceline after a quick timeout. Want to thank a couple of our sponsors once again for helping make this broadcast possible on Kirk 99.9 FM Macon and KMRN 99.3 FM, Cameron Hamilton, 825-7EU. Hyman Realty, Alton Monument, More Fans, LLC, Marceline R5 School District, all of Marceline, Hillcrest Manor, Ward Roofing, Nicholas Foods, CNN Sales, Poland Thompson, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Appreciate everyone tuning in on your Friday night. 25-7 is Penny's lead over Marceline. Marceline coming off a 75-yard touchdown by Cullen Bruner, and they recovered a fumble with under 30 seconds to go, and that's where we stand. 3rd and 3 for Marceline on the Penny 30 with 13 seconds left. Phillips, empty backfield, shotgun snap, throws right, Kane reception on the 25, gets a block, and he angles out of bounds, stopping the clock at 7 seconds. Out of bounds at the 24-yard line. 6-yard pass. And that'll bring a first down for Marceline as they move the chains.
First and 10 at the 23, 7.8 seconds left in the half.
Still maybe within field goal range for Cullen Bruner as a timeout called by Mark Ross. So we'll take a 30-second break with him and be back with the final 7.8 seconds of the first half. Penny 25, Marceline 7 here on Regional Radio.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
Back here at Chester Ray Stadium for the last 7.8 seconds of the first half. 25-7 is Penny's lead, but Marceline has it 1st and 10 on the Penny 23-yard line. Phillips in the gun, empty backfield, 5 receiver set. 4 down linemen, Penny. They send 4. Phillips to pass, has time, he rolls to his left. Chucks one down the middle, it's caught by Stallo at the 5. He angles towards the end zone, escapes a tackle, touchdown! Flag is thrown from the end zone. This could be a face mask on Penny. If it is, it's a 23-yard touchdown pass by Phillips to Stallo. We'll see what these officials say. And it's a face mask on Penny. So this touchdown will stand. What a way to end the first half for Marceline. 13 unanswered points after a 23-yard pass from Phillips to Clayton Stallo. No time left on the clock. Bruner in to kick the extra point. Phillips the holder. Snap is good. The hold is good. Kick rockets up. That one's good as well. 25-14 as we go into the locker room. Marceline 14 unanswered points. This will be an exciting second half back here on Regional Radio, but we'll take a break. Send it back to the studio on the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We'll hear some scores from around the region as well. 25-14. Penny ahead. And Marceline will start the second half with the ball when we come back here on Kirk and KMRN.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org. If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
Help me, help me. I need to be cleaned.
What? Is that a coat I hear in distress needing to be cleaned? Hold on. Super Steve is here to save the day. You can find me at Moberly Cleaners. Just bring your dry cleaning and laundry straight to Moberly Cleaners. Boy, all this swooping around has gotten my cape dirty. Good thing I'm Super Steve from Moberly Cleaners. At the corner of Clark and Kent, I mean Clark and Reed in downtown Moberly.
Don Phillips, an area teacher, speaks to a recent visit to Dr. Dan Bortson in Moberly.
I was experiencing headaches every day, and I decided that I would try to see if Dr. Dan could help me to get some relief.
After Dawn's eyeglasses were changed by Dr. Dan,
my headaches went away.
So, Dawn Phillips, what's life like without headaches?
Well, it's good. Makes my day go a lot better.
Dr. Dan Bortson, in downtown Moberly.
Enjoy a family-friendly Friday night filled with incredible music and laughter with a focus on Jesus. This Friday, November 16th at Carpenter Street Baptist Church in Moberly. It's called Fantastic Friday with Matt Duran and Scott Davis. This is a free event, but a ticket is required. Doors open at 6. Child care is provided for ages 9 months to 4 years. Call the church office at 263-6201 or email carpenterstreet501@gmail.com for your free ticket and to reserve child care. That's 7 o'clock Friday, November 16th at Carpenter Street Baptist Church in Moberly.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system. Up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new...
Join now on 99.9 The Captain. You're late to the party, Kirk. We've already sent it back out to the second half for all three of our other games. But nonetheless, we'll get you your halftime show here from the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We'll start with your game, as it's been an interesting one in the first quarter. Penny got on the board first with 3:40 to go. 1 yard run by Sawyer Morrow.
Pistol for Cook. Handoff. Morrow walks into the end zone. A 1 yard touchdown run by the sophomore Sawyer Morrow, and Penny goes up 6-0 with 3:40 to go in the first.
Later on in that first quarter, it was a 1 yard pass from Ryan Cook to Connor Cavanaugh to give Penny some separation.
Cook, high snap. He keeps it himself off to the left. This time throws in the end zone, and it's a touchdown caught by Connor Cavanaugh. Nice job by Cook holding onto it as long as he could. He saw the defense coming, and he just flipped it out to Cavanaugh in the back of the end zone for 6.
Thanks to a Marceline turnover, Sawyer Morrow cashed in again 20 seconds later.
Cook, a high snap, corrals it, brings it down for Morrow. Up the gut, inside the 10, inside the 5, still churning the feet, into the end zone. That's a touchdown by Sawyer Morrow.
So that's where we headed as we went to the second quarter. Penny with a 9-0 lead. Late in the first half, it was Sawyer Morrow again.
On the Marceline 20, an option right side again. Cook pitches to Morrow, cuts back to the middle. Upfield he goes, escapes the tackle to the end zone. Touchdown. 20-yard touchdown run by the sophomore, his third of the game. He puts Penny up 25-0 with 1:41 to go here in the first half.
1:41 to go in the half. Penny 25-0. But then Marceline got something going. It started with a big play by Cullen Bruner.
And off Bruner up the middle. He gets into the secondary. Lots of yards to go at midfield. He's on the run, chewing up yardage right now. No one in front of him. 20, 15, 10 coming from behind. He skips that tackle. Touchdown. 25-6 now is Penny's lead on the 75-yard touchdown run by Cullen Bruner.
PAT was good. That made it 25-7. And at the end of the half, a Hail Mary from Marceline. They converted the PAT. We head to the second half. It's a 25-14 game. So this one, very much a game, remains still in Marceline. We'll head over to your game on Crest now. It's Clark County versus Monroe City. Clark County struck first in that one late in the first quarter.
Trying to drag feet, get a lead block from his running back Lastly, and he's in for the Clark County touchdown. London Brook from 1 yard out, and the Indians draw first blood in this Class 2 District 6 championship.
That was late in the first quarter. Late in the second quarter, it was Clark County again.
And in the gun on 4th and 14, it is Lapsley with two receivers to the right. Quick toss. It's going to be a little trickery. It's a pass deep and a caught. Touchdown, Clark County. Caleb Lapsley on the toss. Down deep to Kyle Anderson. 30 yards in, the Indians go up 12 to nothing.
Two-point conversion was good. So Clark County heading to the second half, a 14 to nothing lead over the defending Class 1 state champion in Monroe City. On to Glory. There wasn't much scoring for a while, but with 6:51 to go in the half, Colby Dale got the Hornets on the board.
Young will take the snap, rolls out to his left, keeps himself down, pitches at last second. It's a good pitch, and up the far sideline, Colby Dale's got some room, stays on his feet, and he stayed in bounds apparently down the far sideline, and he's going to beat everyone. It's a touchdown. Colby Dale takes it 74 yards for the first score of the game.
Late in the first half, Alex Young got a big scoring run himself.
Young out of the pistol, takes the snap, keeps himself, looking to get outside. He's got some room. He's got a first down and more. Slipping out would-be tackler, still on his feet. He's going to dive for the pylon. Touchdown, Westrand. A 30-yard run by Alex Young puts Westrand up 12-0 with 1:09 remaining in the first half.
That's our status as we head to the second half of that one. On Glory, Westrand leading South Shelby 12-0. And finally, we get to the game on Quicks, Southern Boone, and Moberly. And with 9:50 to go in the first quarter, Southern Boone got on the board.
Takes the snap. QB keep left side again. 30, 25, 20, sprint, 15, 10, 5 near side, dives in, touchdown.
Not a whole lot was going for the majority of that first half for the Moberly offense until, with 2:51 to go in the half, Dominic Stone King finally had an answer.
Stone King out of the gun, back to his left and one behind him. QB keep, 45, 50, 45, hurries, 40, open space, 20, 15, 10, 5, trots in for a Moberly touchdown.
They went for the two-point conversion with the poor conditions. They failed on that one, so it is 6-6 starting the second half of that one on Information Radio Quicks. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back, look at our area scoreboard, other district championship scores as you're listening to 99.9 The Captain.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles. Schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Welcome back to 99.9 The Captain. Here at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk at halftime, taking a look at other district championship scores in Class 3, District 4. We've mentioned on Quicks in the third quarter, Southern Boone and Moberly tied at 6. Your game, Class 1, District 8, Penny leading 25-14 over Marceline. Class 1, District 6 on Glory. Third quarter, Westrand leading South Shelby 12-0. Class 1, District 5, second quarter score, Fayette is leading Sweet Springs 14-0. Our game on Crest, Class 2, District 6, Clark County leading Monroe City 14-0. Class 2, District 5, Blair Oaks over South Callaway 21-0 in the second quarter. Class 4, District 4 all knotted up at halftime. Hamilton and Fort Zumwalt East tied at 13 at halftime. Class 5, District 4 battle up over Timberland 21-7 at halftime. And Class 6, District 2 at halftime, Blue Springs leading Rockbridge 22-13. That's a look at your other district championship scores. We've still got plenty to come for you on regional radio here this weekend. Tomorrow we'll have Truman football. They visit Missouri S&T. We'll have that game on Press pregame coverage starting at 12:10. Brad will have the call of that one. Mizzou welcomes in Vanderbilt. It'll be a cold one, 11 a.m. kickoff. Pregame will start at 9 o'clock on Quicks AM and FM. And then Truman men's basketball host Cedarville tomorrow. That'll be here on Kirk. Pregame starting at 2:45. Eric on the call. The Kansas City Chiefs welcome in the Arizona Cardinals to Arrowhead on Sunday. Kickoffs at noon. We'll have pregame coverage at 11 also here on Kirk. And then later in the day, Mobley Lady Hounds host Southeastern Illinois. That pregame will start at 2 o'clock on Quicks with JB on the call. That'll do it for your halftime update here from the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. We'll take a break, send it back out to Ben. We could have an interesting second half in this one with a late surge from Marceline. Late in that first half, Penny leads Marceline 25-14. Back to Marceline and Ben Wittenstein. After this, you're listening to 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
And we're back here on Kirk and KMRN, online at CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. It's 25-14 in favor of Penny, but Marceline scoring 14 unanswered points in the last 2 minutes of the first half to bring that lead back down to 11 for Penny. Going through some first half stats now here on regional radio, taking a look at Penny first. Ryan Cook, their quarterback. Right now he is 2 for 5 with a touchdown throw for 12 yards. Running back Sawyer Morrow, 130 yards on 18 carries. He's got three touchdowns as well. That sophomore has been doing a tremendous job tearing it up on the running game. Ryan Cook has run it 8 times for 29 yards. Connor Kavanaugh, reception for 1 yard for a touchdown. Andrew Rich has a reception for 11 yards. Marceline, Chase Billups, he's got three interceptions so far tonight
47 yards through the air, 5 for 8, and a touchdown throw. Cullen Bruner, 143 yards rushing, 6 carries and a touchdown. Clayton Stallo, 26 yards receiving on 2 catches and a touchdown. Alex McCausland, 5 yards on 2 catches. And Nick Kane, 15 yards on 2 catches. Teams are back out warming up. It's still cold outside at Marceline, 20 degrees. Wind dying down just a little bit, still at about 10 miles an hour blowing eastward. And that hasn't really been affecting too much. But again, Marceline coming back down 25-0 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. And they came back and scored 14 unanswered. So this should be a lot of fun for the second half here in the district championship. Winner gets Wellington or Mid-Buchanan in that one. We'll take a 90-second break and be back with the second half. Marceline to receive when we get back here on Kirk, KMRN, and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Casasa accounts today. Casasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Casasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back on Kirk 99.9 FM, KMRN 99.3 FM, and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here at Marceline High School, Chester Ray Stadium, 25-14. Penny's lead over Marceline here in the district title game on regional radio. Marceline will be back to receive. Penny kicking off. They received to start this game, and this is the perfect time for this Tigers team to be getting the ball back. They scored 14 unanswered points to end quarter number two, to go into the locker room and cut that Penny lead down to 11. Kicking off is Morrow. Raises the right hand. He runs up to the ball. And the second half is underway. Nick Kane miscatches that ball, and Cullen Bruner recovers at the 30-yard line. Escapes a tackle as he angles towards the near sideline. Lowers his head across the 40. And he's down to the 40-yard line. So it's a pretty good field position for Marceline to start their first drive of the second half. Chase Phillips comes out onto the field. The Marceline senior quarterback, over 1,600 yards passing this season. 20 touchdowns, a 63% completion percentage. He threw 3 interceptions back in the first half, and a couple of them really weren't his fault directly. They bounced off his receivers, and Penny doing a great job recovering the ball in the air. All of that can be put behind him here to start quarter number three, down 25-14. He starts in the pistol, starting at his own 40. Marceline moving right to left in their home black uniforms, gold pants, gold trim, gold lettering, and a black and gold helmet. Phillips snap, turning to his right. Stallo receives the handoff and wraps up in the backfield, a loss of 2. The Penny defensive line, which was so clean and aggressive back in the first half, continues that here in half number 2. Stallo now negative three yards on the ground, but he does have that touchdown reception, almost a Hail Mary to end the first half, 23-yard reception. So it'll be second and 12 on their own 38 for Marceline. Phillips in the pistol. He's got Stallo behind him and Bruner to his right. Kane in motion to the near side. 2 receivers on the near, 1 on the far. Now Kane back on the line. Play clock at 5. Billups. Pistol snap. It's a flip to the right side. Stallo still in the backfield being strung out, trying to turn up field. He finally does. Across the line of scrimmage. Ball loose. It's on the ground. Officials looking on the far sidelines, and Marceline keeps possession. That'll be a gain of about 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage on the 40, and it'll bring up third and 10. Clock at 10:45 here to start quarter number 3. That was Stallo's 5th carry of this game. Mark Ross calling the plays from the sidelines, the offensive coordinator as well as the head coach for this third-ranked Marceline team in Class 1. Third and 10 on their own 40. Billups in the gun. 3 receivers near side. Billups to pass. Still has time in the pocket. Bouncing up and down. He throws over the middle of the field, and it's picked off. Cook with the interception at the 45-40. He returns it down to the 37-yard line. Interception number 4 thrown by Billups. It was severely underthrown. Ryan Cook in perfect position at the 50-yard line to pick it off. So Penny takes over at Marceline territory with about 10:09 to go in the third. And we'll see Ryan Cook at quarterback for Penny. 2 for 5 passing, 12 yards. And he threw a touchdown, a 1 yard back in the first quarter. He starts in the pistol on the Marceline 37. Morrow the handoff as he plunges up the middle. And he sneaks to the 31-yard line. Gain of 6 for Morrow. He now has 136 yards carrying the ball to go along with 3 touchdowns, all back in the first half. Out of the huddle, it's going to be Cook again in the pistol. Morrow behind him. 2 receivers on the far side, 1 on the near. As Penny moving left to right with 9.5 to go in the third quarter, up 25-14. Second and 4, Morrow the carry up the middle. He'll get a couple before being pushed back by the Marceline defensive line to bring up 3rd down and 3.
Gain of 1 on the play, 3rd and 3.
Do you need help selling your property? Iman Realty currently has buyers looking for all types of farms and homes to make their own. Call Iman Realty today. Visit with Lauren Niemeyer, broker owner of Iman Realty, along with Shane Cavanaugh, Bob Stewart and Marceline, Brian Davis at Lake Nahay, and Bruce Shoemaker of Marceline and surrounding areas. If you're looking for hunting properties, call Adam Florine or Robin Belzer. Serving all of North Central Missouri, call Iman Realty today at 660-376-4777 or visit imanrealty.com.
Pardon our technical difficulties. Penny fumbles the ball at the 28. Marceline recovers. So with 8:52 to go in the third, Marceline down 25-14 has first and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Bruner with the run. Bouncing to the outside, trying to shake and bake across the 30 and down by a gang of Penny tacklers at the 33-yard line. That'll bring up second down after the gain of about 5, so it'll be 2nd and 5. Here in the district championship game on regional radio, Kirk, KMRN, or CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. A lot of the snow still sprinkled over the field. We had some snowfall late this morning, early this afternoon that covered most of Big K country. 20 degrees outside. Wind chill makes it feel like about 10. 2nd and 5 on their own 33. Marceline with Billups in the gun. 3 receivers near side. Pitch near side. Bruner trying to find the edge. Following a blocker. Turns up field at the 35 and hit out of bounds at the 39-yard line. 6-yard carry by Cullen Bruner. That'll be good enough for the first down as they move the chains. Very patient right there from Bruner. Great job as he followed his blockers all the way down to the edge.
Following Seth Cupp.
They have a first and 10 at their own 40.
Clock now at 7:56 to go in the third quarter. 25-14, Penny's lead. Marceline has a first down and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Phillips will start in the gun with Bruner to his left. Three receivers out to the far side and one on the near. Desmond Harrison, the receiver on the near side. Penny sends four, and the handoff goes to Bruner, and it's a fake to Bruner. Phillips kept it himself across midfield. 40, 30, 25, 20 near sideline. 10 being chased, pushed out of bounds as he dives for the pylon, and officials say down at the three-yard line. What a run by Chase Phillips. He kept it on the fake. 57-yard run by the senior. A great play call by head coach Mark Ross. He faked it up the middle. The Penny defense was waiting for that run up the middle. And Phillips kept it to the outside. No one followed him. And he's now down to the Penny 3-yard line. First and goal with 7:44 to go here in the third. Marceline trying to stage a comeback, down 25-0 at one point here in the district championship. Phillips under center from the Penny 3. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself off tackle right as he turns upfield to the end zone. Touchdown, Chase Phillips. And now the game within five, 25-20. With 7:39 to go, Phillips finds the end zone on a 3-yard run. Marceline crawling back. With the extra point, can make it a 4-point game. They may try to go for two here to try to make it a field goal game with that dangerous leg of Colin Bruner on the sidelines. And they indeed will go for two. Phillips in the gun, trips receivers to his right, one receiver to his left. Handoff goes to Bruner this time. Penny ready for it. 2-point conversion unsuccessful. And the score remains 25-20 in favor of Penny. But Marceline trying to come back now. 20 unanswered points for the Tigers with 7:39 to go in the third. Penny will get the ball back in 30 seconds when we come back on regional radio.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We've got ourselves a game, folks. 7:39 to go in the third, 25-20. Penny with a 5-point lead. 20 unanswered points by Marceline. They scored 14 in the last 2 minutes of the first half. And they come out here. Force a fumble by Penny. Takeover at their own 38. They march 62 yards down the field. And that was assisted by a 57-yard run by Chase Phillips for the score. Bruner to kick off. A line drive laser. Morrow recovers at the 10. And he'll receive it. This is Aiken. As he darts to the far side, there's a flag thrown. Aiken hit at the 35-yard line. This may be coming back, though.
Flag on the play.
The third flag thrown tonight. It's been a relatively clean game. District championship on the line. Marceline and Penny both looking for their first district championships win since 2016, as the penalty was called holding on Penny, so this will be moving back. On the return, everything coming up Marceline right now. After a strong first quarter that saw Penny score three times to go up 19-0, they scored once at the end of the second. Marceline came roaring back, 20 unanswered
first
points.
And 10 for the Hornets, that's their own 15.
And now Penny will start at their own 15 after the holding penalty. 7:30 to go here in the third. Cook in the gun with Morrow to his left. Cook keeps it himself, trying to follow his blockers off the left, and he gets a couple yards and brought down.
Brought down by Colby Sims.
Sims on the tackle, down to the 20 on the 5-yard carry. They give him one more for a 6-yard carry.
They have a 5 on the play. Second and 5 for the
They will call 5 of the 34 yards on the ground for Cook. That'll bring up second and five on their own 20 for Penny. Hornets moving left to right. They're visiting white uniforms, navy lettering, gold pants, gold helmets. 7 minutes to go here in the third. Cook shotgun, gets the snap, an option left side. He keeps it himself. Marceline defense right there, all over him. Clint Acton on the tackle. No gain there. Seth Cupp as well on the tackle. It'll bring up third and five.
Gain of two on the play, third and three for the Hornets. That's
oh, they'll give him two, so third, 36 yards on the ground for Cook, and that'll be third and three. Marceline fans coming alive. 6.5 to go here in the third. Third and three for Penny on their own 23. Cook, shotgun snap, rolls out to the right. The option, pitches it Morrow, open space across the 20. 25, chop down.
Jen. I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
By Clint Acton.
And we're back here with the technical difficulties again. It's second down and nine after a one-yard carry by Morrow. Now Penny on their own 26-yard line. .535 remaining here in the third. Second and eight. Cook in the gun. Chest high snap. He keeps it himself off tackle left, and he's chopped down at the 33-yard line. A gain of five. And that'll be good enough for third and three now for Penny. Marceline trying to make a full comeback. It's a Penny 25-20 lead right now with 5 minutes to go. And it's third and three for Penny on their own 33. Cook in the pistol. He's got Morrow behind him, option to the left side. He finally pitches it as he gets hit, and the ball is loose. And Morrow recovers it. It was a perfectly timed pitch by Cook. He is ginger to get up. And he finally does, and Morrow recovers, but it's going to be a huge loss all the way back to the original line of scrimmage.
And
it'll be fourth down and 10 for Penny. So it looks like Marceline is going to get this ball back with 4:30 left to go in the third, down 25-20.
Hornets line up in punt formation. Morrow back deep. The punt. Bruner back to receive for the Tigers.
Don't block it!
Back to receive, Cullen Bruner. Morrow to punt. Clean snap. It's a end-over-end punt. Bounces at midfield. It takes a Penny bounce inside the 40 and down to the 36-yard line. And that's where Marceline will start their next drive. Down 25-20. An opportunity here for the Tigers to pull ahead for the first time in this district championship game. They saw themselves down 25-0 at one point. And now with 4:04 left to go in the third, down five. This game is in their control. They need to go 64 yards for the score. Phillips has thrown four interceptions today. And Marceline still could take the lead. Ball placed on the far right hash. Marceline going right to left. Phillips empty backfield. Three receivers far side, one on the near. In motion is Bruner, fake handoff. Phillips takes it himself off tackle right as he tries to break a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He gets a couple of yards down to the 37-yard line. Down to the 38, they'll spot it. So a 2-yard carry by Phillips. And that'll bring up second down and eight.
Second and seven for the Tigers.
We'll give him one more, so second and seven. Phillips finally starting to run a little bit. Hadn't seen him do much this game so far. He has only 48 yards on the season carrying the ball. Second and seven on their own 38. Bruner handoff off the tackle right, going down the right sideline, carrying a defender with him.
and knocked out of bounds. Kavanaugh hanging on to the back of Bruner's shirt as Bruner continued to lurch forward. And he'll be brought down at the 42-yard line, a 4-yard carry. And that'll bring up 3rd and 3. Bruner now 158 yards on 9 carries.
3rd and 3 for the Tigers.
3rd and 3 on their own 43. I formation. Billups hands it off to Bruner, the fullback, up the gut. He gets one. Not enough for the first. It'll be 4th down and 2 upcoming for the Tigers with 3:10 remaining here in the third.
Tackle was made by Eli Harper of the Hornets.
Marceline doesn't seem to be getting the long yardage runs that they're used to up the middle. They've needed Billups to have a 57-yard carry. We've seen Bruner with a 36-yard carry, along with a 27-yard carry. They've been getting their running yardage in large chunks. 4th and 1 at their own 45, Marceline. Billups under center in the eye. The handoff, Bruner, he slips as he goes forward. He gets the first down, but loses the ball. Penny jumps on it. Morrow with the fumble recovery at midfield. 5th turnover tonight by Marceline. And it comes at a bad time as they're down 25-20. And Penny takes over with a 5-point lead with 2:38 to go in the third. The 5th turnover of the night by Marceline. And Penny takes over at midfield. That was the drive. Marceline needed some points. Now they're back on the defensive side of the ball. Penny at midfield. Cook is in the gun and a false start. Starting a little bit too early, Malachi McBee. And that'll push Penny back.
Offside, probably against the Hornets.
Now back down to their own 45-yard line. .238 remaining here in the third. 25-20, Penny's lead. They have the ball on their own 45, 1st and 15, moving left to right. Cook, shotgun snap. He's going to run it up the middle. Following his blocker, has space into the secondary, spins out of a tackle to the 45, carrying a pile to the 40, and falls down to the 40-yard line. What a run by the quarterback, Ryan Cook. 15-yard carry by the junior, and they'll spot him just short of that first down marker. We'll bring up 2nd and 1. He was carrying a pile of defenders with him. You normally don't see a quarterback do that. 51 yards now on the ground for Cook. 2 minutes to go here in the third. 2nd and 1 on the Marceline 40. Cook's in the gun. Moore to his left. Trips receivers on the near side. Shotgun snap. Handoff Morrow. Being patient in the backfield. Finally plunges forward. And gets a couple. It'll be good enough for the first down. Down to the 37-yard line.
That is good for Hornet first down.
3-yard carry for Morrow. He now has 145 yards on 23 carries.
First and 2 the Hornets at the Tiger 37.
Clock continuing to run at 1:45 to go in the third. Penny riding a 3-game win streak coming into this one. Coming off a 2-overtime win against Milan last week in the district semifinals. 1st and 10 on the Marceline 38, and Morrow slips going up the middle. For no gain to bring up 2nd and 10. Field now going from snowy to slippery. Certainly a hard surface here with the natural grass. Lots of snow still covering some of the field.
2nd and 9.
Temperatures dropping down into the mid-teens tonight. We're at about 18 degrees. 65 seconds to go here in the third. 25-20, Penny lead. And Penny has the ball on the Marceline 38, 2nd and 9. They gave Morrow the 1-yard slip carry there. Cook in the gun with Morrow to his right. 3 receivers far side. Cook to pass as he rolls out right. Eyes downfield, escapes a sack. Now he's keeping it himself and angled out of bounds at the 33-yard line. That'll be a 4-yard carry by Cook. Now at 55 yards running the ball. Clock stops at 45 as he was out of bounds. It'll be 3rd and 4 for the Hornets. Cook played some receiver last season. He was the backup quarterback last year, and he wears the number 82, which if you're any fan of football, you're not used to the quarterback wearing 82. That is where Ryan Cook wears this season. Shotgun snap on third and four. Pitch on the option tomorrow. He has open space across the 30, 25, and tripped up inside the 25-yard line to the 24. That'll be a first down for Penny. On the 8-yard carry, and 37 seconds stops the clock as the chains move. Morrow now over 150 yards. So both Morrow and Bruner, the two teams' running backs, over 150 yards on the night. Clock now running now that the chains are set. It's first and 10 for Penny on the Marceline 25, up 25-20. Cook in the gun with Mar to his right, three receivers on the near side. Shotgun snap Cook. He keeps it himself, following his blocker up the middle, has space, trying to cut to the outside, and he's tripped up by the ankles at the 20-yard line. Gain of 5 to bring up 2nd and 5, and that'll do it for quarter number 3. 25-20, Penny goes into the fourth quarter with a 5-point lead, and they will have 2nd and 5 on the Marceline 20. When we get back in 60 seconds, here on Kirk, KMRN, and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Henry Douglas, Cody Kraft, Chloe Hewlin, Savannah McCafferty, and Emmy.
We'll put the field here at Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri, starting quarter number 4. 25-20 is Penny's lead over Marceline here in the district championship game on regional radio. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk KMRN and CentralMoInfo.com. Penny has the ball, 2nd and 5 on the Marceline 20, now going right to left as Morrow gets the second down handoff, bouncing off a tackler up the middle. And he gets down to about the 12-yard line. That'll be good enough for the first down and the 8-yard carry. It'll be 1st and 10 for Penny at the Marceline 12. Now 161 yards on the ground for the sophomore running back from Penny, Sawyer Morrow. This is his fourth consecutive game having over 150 yards. Only as a sophomore, this is a guy this Penny team and Coach Caleb Obert is excited about. 1st and 10, they're spotting this at the Marceline 13. Cook shotgun snap, taking it himself up the middle, has space, dragging some defenders with him inside the 5. Will they call this a touchdown? He lunged for the goal line in the middle of traffic. The officials running up to the ball to spot it and see where it is. The Penny players raising their hands in the air, signaling a touchdown. But we have to wait for the officials. Now they signal touchdown, a 13-yard touchdown run by Ryan Cook. And Penny gives themselves a bit of a cushion, up 31-20 now with 11:24 to go in the game. Cook, a great job following his blockers up the middle. He is very patient. He saw a lane, and his 6'1", 190-pound frame gave him momentum to push forward towards the goal line. Extra point, Sawyer Morrow. Older is Cook. Snap is clean. The hold is there, and the kick is up, and it is no good, just off to the right. So the no good PAT makes it 31-20 in favor of Penny as they lead by 11. And that stops the bleeding a little bit as they gave up 20 unanswered points. Marceline gets the ball back. 11:24 to go in the game. Down 11 here in the district championship when we get back on regional radio in 30 seconds.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, ceiling coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
.31-20 is Penny's lead here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. The district championship game on regional radio, Penny and Marceline. Winner of this one faces the winner of Wellington and Mid-Buchanan. If Wellington won and Marceline won, Marceline would host the game. They would travel to Mid-Buchanan if Mid-Buchanan wins that one. 11:24 remaining in this one. Ben Wittenstein with you here. Morrow to kick off for Penny from his own 40-yard line. Stallo and Bruner back to receive. Line drive kick angling towards the near side. And this one is chased down by Bruner, and he escapes wide open. The 50, he only has Morrow to beat. And he angles towards the sidelines. Morrow, a great job stopping a kick return touchdown. But Marceline brings it all the way back to the Penny 31-yard line. Great field position for the Tigers to start their drive with 11:13 to go in the game, and they're down 11. Somehow, someway, Marceline continues to figure out ways to keep themselves in this game as the third-ranked team in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. Phillips will start in the gun from the Penny 31-yard line. First and 10, he's got Bruner to his right. And one receiver on each side. Penny four down lineman. Phillips lifts his left leg. Stallo in motion. He gets the end around to the near side. Following his blockers, and he is strung out. Right back at the 31-yard line. No gain by Stallo, and that'll bring up second down and 10. Stallo has not been able to break out in the running game. He's had six carries for negative 1 yards. Penny defense has been all over those Stallo end-arounds. Second and 10, 11 minutes to go in the game. Marceline on the Penny 31 going left to right. They're down 31-20 here in the district championship. Phillips in the gun with Kane to his right. Hand off again, end-around. Stallo hit in the backfield, escapes that tackle, but the Penny defense all over Clayton Stallo. All the way back down to the 45-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress and place him down at the 37-yard line. A loss of six by Clayton Stallo. Just a tremendous impact by the defensive line of Penny. Tyler Trosper, Eli Harper, all back on the tackle. Trosper is the team sack leader. Eli Harper, the team tackle leader. Those two make up a very dangerous defensive line. So that'll bring up third down and 17 for Marceline on the Penny 37. Trying not to spoil a Bruner long kickoff return. The pass is Phillips. Heaves it up the middle of the field, incomplete, intended for Stallo at the 10. Good defensive coverage there by Ryan Cook in the secondary. And that'll bring up fourth down and 17. Arced that pass up the middle. It gave time for Cook to come and defend it pretty well. So it'll be fourth down and 17 from the Penny 37. Marceline down 31-20 with 10:19 to go here in the district championship. Mark Ross calling out the plays.
Fourth down and 17 for the Tigers at the Hornet 38.
The whole team of Marceline looking towards the sidelines. They have 10 seconds on the play clock as they break the huddle, and up to the line they go. Phillips starts in the gun, trips to the far side, one receiver on the near, and Bruner on his right hip. Three on the play clock, two on the play clock. Phillips the snap. He's back to pass. Has protection, goes over the middle. It's short and almost picked off by Morrow, and it falls incomplete. And that'll be a turnover on downs back to Penny on their own 38-yard line. Almost a fifth interception thrown by Phillips. It would have been the second one picked off by Morrow, but it just falls incomplete. So Penny takes over with the 31-20 lead, 10-12 remaining in this game. So we'll see, again, that number 82 quarterback, Ryan Cook, as Penny tries to win its first district championship since 2016. That same year, they won the state championship as well. First and 10 with Cook in the gun. Lob snap, and he's going to take it himself. Finds a hole on the right side. To midfield he goes, spinning out of one tackle. And it takes two to bring him down at the Marceline 45. 17-yard run by Cook brings up a first down. Now Penny inside Marceline territory. 90 yards on the ground for this junior quarterback. 45-yard line. Penny, under head coach Caleb Obert, 45-9. Just a tremendous job winning that state title in 2016 against Monroe City. 8-3 this season and 4-3 in the KCI. Looking to make state quarterfinal game. Up 31-20 with 9:45 to go. First and 10, the Marceline 45, and Morrow is stood up at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 11 on the one-yard loss. And Marceline defensive line has done a pretty good job so far of preventing any long runs up the middle, but they have certainly been run on pretty well by Ryan Cook. Cook has done a great job running that ball, being very patient behind the line of scrimmage. He hasn't scored a rushing TD since the North Platte game. He scored one with 11:24 to go in the fourth, so that was his first rushing touchdown 3 weeks. Second and 10 from the Milan, from the Marceline 45. It's a pass by Cook over the middle. He zips it, and it's incomplete, intended for Witt. It was a little bit too hard, and that'll bring up third down and 10.
Third down and 10.
They kept that yard marker at the line of scrimmage after the Morrow run, so it wasn't a loss of one. So that'll bring up third and 10. 31-20 is the Penny lead over Marceline with 8:55 to go in the game. Penny on the Marceline 45. Cook starts in the pistol. Morrow behind him and trips receivers to the far side. Penny going right to left. Shotgun snap. Cook options to the near side. He keeps it and he's tackled in the backfield. A loss. Acting on the tackle. Clayton Stallo as well. And that'll bring a fourth down and long with 8:43 to go. And the clock continues to run. Marceline will get this ball back.
Loss of four. Fourth and 13.
Fourth and 13. Back to receive, Cullen Bruner. Morrow to punt.
Morrow back to punt.
Bruner standing at about his own 15-yard line. Clock continuing to run at 8:15 now. Play clock at 10. Clean snap. Morrow waits, and now he punts. He had plenty of time to punt it. It's a clean end-over-end punt. Inside the 20 it goes. This may be inside the 10 as well. And they'll touch it, right? At about the 8-yard line.
It'll be first and 10 to the Tigers at their own 8-yard line.
So lots of field to go for Marceline, starting this drive down 31-20 with 8 minutes to go at their own 8-yard line. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk, 99.9 FM, the captain, 99.9 FM Macon, and streaming at KMRN. 99.3 FM, Cameron Hamilton, K257GU. First and 10 on their own 8. Billups in the gun. Three receivers near side, one far, and they hand it off to Bruner. He's trying to go off tackle left. Has room as he angles towards the far sidelines. And he's brought down on the far sideline at about the 16-yard line for a gain of 8. And that'll bring up second and 2. A nice run there by Bruner. He gives Marceline some breathing room. ...166 yards on the ground by Bruner on 12 carries tonight. Second and 2. Shotgun snap, Billups. Hand off Bruner, trying to bounce to the outside. He finally turns the corner upfield at the 20. Breaks one more tackle near sideline. 25, ridden out of bounds. At about the 25-yard line. Good enough for the first down as Marceline moves the sticks. 7.5 to go here in the game. 7-yard carry by Bruner. And now Marceline on their own 25, down 31-20 here in the district championship. Need to score quickly to try to play some defense and get the ball back. Down two scores. Phillip, shotgun snap to pass. Eyes downfield, still in the pocket. He throws left side. It's caught by Desmond Harrison for a short gain. Nice tackle by Tucker Ross in the open field. That'll be about a 3-yard gain. Down to the 28-yard line.
Kale Witt making a stop for the Hornets.
52 yards passing by Billups. And it brings up 2nd and 7, under 7 minutes now. Billups in the gun. Bruner to his right and three receivers near side, one far. Billups to pass on the shotgun snap. Over the middle, he has Nick Kane. Makes the catch at the 35, brought down by Morrow. And they'll spot this at the 36 for a 7-yard pass.
Pass complete to Nick Kane. That is good for a Tiger first down.
So another first down. Or excuse me, a first down by Marceline as they move the chains. Now at their own 37-yard line, down 11. Gained now 22 yards on 3 receptions. 1st and 10, Marceline on their own 36, moving left to right, down 31-20 with 6.5 to go in the game. Phillips to pass. He throws left side, just short of Stallo. Did it bounce? And the official says it did not. So it's a catch by Stallo at the 40, a 4-yard pass. And that'll bring up 2nd down and 6. And they'll give him that extra half a yard. So it'll be 2nd and 5 on the 5-yard pass from Phillips. He's completed his last 3. Now 64 yards on 12 passes. Stallo now 31 yards receiving. 2nd and 5 on their own 41. Phillips in the gun. 3 receivers near side, 1 far. Phillips again to pass for the 4th straight time in the pocket. Hit as he throws, and it's short in front of Kane at the 43-yard line, incomplete. Clock stops at 5:57. That'll bring up 3rd down and 5. Nine for 13 is Chase Phillips. Named third team All-LNC this past week. 3rd and 5 on their own 41. 5:57 to go in the game. Marceline down 31-20, trying to make a comeback. Phillips empty backfield. Shotgun snap. Passes over the middle. Kane with the reception at the 45. And he tried to circle back, and he went backwards, but they'll give him that forward progress at the 45. 4-yard pass to bring a 4th down and 1.
And a 4 on the play, 4th and 1.
Kane now 4 receptions, 26 yards. Clock continuing to run at 5:30. Marceline doing everything they can right now to move the ball. Phillips has struggled going over the middle on long passes. 4 interceptions tonight, so he's going short towards the sidelines. 4th and 1. Ball on their own 45. Phillips hands off Bruner up the middle. Stopped at the line of scrimmage, but did he get enough as he falls forward? Down to about the 46. I think that may just be enough for the first down. It's going to be right on that first down line. Clock is stopped at 5:14. They're going to check the first down marker, and head official Ron Richardson signals a first down. Marceline trying to put together a nice little drive. They started back on their own 8. They're now at their own 46 with 5:15 to go. 1st and 10, down 31-20 here in the district championship. Phillips starts in the gun. 2 receivers each side. Shotgun snap, chest high. Phillips to pass as he throws left side. It's falls incomplete of Clayton Stallo. That'll bring up 2nd and 10. Clock stops at 5:07. Ten for 15 now is Phillips. 68 yards passing. Marceline scoring 20 unanswered points at the end of the first half into quarter number 3. They haven't found their offense since then. 2nd and 10 on their own 46. Phillips to pass. A long drop back. Bouncing in the pocket. He'll throw this one deep. Clayton Stallo open at the 25. No one in front of him. 15. 10. Chase from behind as he falls forward at the 1-yard line. Tucker Ross with the chase down tackle. 45-yard pass. From Phillips to Stallo, they did something similar to end the first half. And that'll bring up a first down on the Penny 1-yard line.
First and goal for the Tigers at the Hornet 1.
4:55 to go here in the game. Billups under center. In the eye, and he turns, hands it off to the fullback. Bruner trying to lurch forward, and he gets that 1 yard for the touchdown. 31-26. Marceline back within five with 4:46 to go here in the district championship. What a pass from Billups to Stallo. They've been working that passing game all drive, and they go 92 yards for the score. Might be going for two here. That would be the smart move to try to bring it within three. Billups goes under center. I formation. Clayton Stallo, the back behind Bruner. The snap. And it's a fake handoff to Bruner as Billups tries to keep it off to the left side, and they cannot convert the two-point conversion. So with 4:46 to go in the game, Penny leads 31-26. We'll take a 30-second break and be back as Penny receives this kickoff. We'll see what they can do with the ball when we come back in 30 seconds on Regional Radio.
For more than 75 years, More Fans of Marceline has been the leading manufacturer for commercial and industrial fans in the U.S., taking on the world one fan at a time. More Fans of Marceline would like to take this opportunity and say thank you to all the American military veterans. The service you give to our country is not always an easy one. For your hard work, courage, service, and sacrifice, and for all you do every day to help make this world a better place, thank you.
Marceline continues to keep this district championship a game. 31-26, they're now down by five with 4:46 left to go in this game. Ben Wittenstein with you here on 99.9 FM, The Captain, KMRN in Hamilton, or online at centralmoinfo.com. Appreciate everyone tuning in for some fun district championship action. Marceline down 31-20, drove 92 yards for the score to bring it within five. Marceline will kick off back to Penny, and to receive is Sawyer Morrow standing at the 15-yard line. The sophomore already 160 yards rushing to go along with three touchdowns in this game. Bruner, the kickoff. It's a squib. Witt recovers at the 50. Nice hands there.
Kicked down by Cale Witt at the 49-yard line.
By the senior wide receiver. And they'll force him down at the Penny 49-yard line. So that's where this Hornets offense will take over. They need to go 51 yards for the score. Need a touchdown to go up two scores. They can get a field goal and go up eight, which would give Marceline an opportunity to tie it up. But we'll see how well Penny can chew up clock. With 4:45 to go in the game, they start on their own 49-yard line. And Penny is no stranger to playing in close games. Two out of their last three games have come within 6 points. They've had two overtime games this season. Last week, they went into two overtimes against Milan. First and 10 on their own 45. Cook, the shotgun snap. He'll run it himself, trying to find his blockers as he goes off to the right, spins out of a tackle in the backfield, and gets forward for maybe 1 yard. As that Marceline defense, great job tracking him the whole way. And they're going to spot him for no gain. So second and 10, ball remaining on their own 49 for Penny. Cook has 86 yards on the ground, 17 carries. And he really doesn't carry the ball a whole ton, only 110 carries on the season. He scored a rushing touchdown in this game. It was his first in 3 weeks. Second and nine, the Marceline crowd gets loud. They gave Cook that 1 yard as he lurched forward with under 4 minutes to go in the game. Cook in the pistol. He's got Morrow behind him. Low snap, and it's corralled. The handoff to Morrow as he plunges up the middle. He gets a couple of yards before Marceline Morrow brings him back. He'll get across midfield to the Marceline 46-yard line. 4-yard carry for Morrow to bring up third down and about five. Morrow now 164 yards on 27 carries. He was coming off his career high in carries last week, which was 37. And that came because there was two overtimes. So he's 10 away from that. Just a full game. Third and five. Clock at 3:20 to go here in the game. Penny up 31-26 on the Marceline 46. Big third down here for this Mark Celine D. Cook in the pistol, Morrow behind him. Morrow the handoff, up the middle again, following his blockers, finds a hole, and he gets that first down inside the 40 to the Mark Celine 39 for a 7-yard carry. And that'll move the sticks, a huge first down with the clock at 3 minutes. They just rely on Morrow to go up the middle as many times as he can. They rely on a great offensive line. Again, Tyler Trosper, someone head coach Caleb Obert called the best athlete on this team, along with Malachi McBee, Eli Harper, set up a great offensive line to block for their sophomore running back. 2:50, clock continuing to run. Penny up 5, first and 10 for them on the Marceline 39 here in the district championship. And off Morrow, bounces off a hole in the middle, goes off to the right, but nowhere to go for him as he's brought down after a 1 or 2 yard gain down to the 37, 38-yard line to bring up second down and about 9. And a timeout called first of the half by Marceline to stop the clock at 2:37. So we'll take a break with him and be back with more Marceline with two timeouts remaining and second and 9 for Penny on the Marceline 38. 31-26, Penny with the lead, 2.5 to go when we get back in 30 seconds here in the district championship on Regional Radio.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 Schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
Out of the Marceline timeout, 2:37 to go here in the district championship game. Penny 31, Marceline 26. Penny has the ball second and 9 on the Marceline 38. Cook starts in the pistol for the Hornets. Gets the snap and hands off to his right to Morrow as he bounces to the outside on the far sidelines as he angles out of bounds inside the 35. This will be down to the 34-yard line on the 4-yard carry to bring up third down and about 5 for Penny. Clock stops at 2:30 as he ran out of bounds. They may give him one more. It'll be 3rd and 4.
5:34.
Morrow now at 176 on 29 carries. 3rd and 4 for Penny. Clock stopped at 2.5 to go on the Marceline 33. Another big third down for this Marceline defense. Cook in the gun. He's got Morrow to his right. Trips receivers near side. Low snap. Cook takes it himself. Off tackle left. Ball is bounced out. It's loose. Who's coming up with it? It looks like Penny may have come up with it. As coming out of the pile was Tyler Trosper. But it will be no gain. The clock stops at 2:17 as Marceline calls its second timeout. It'll be 4th down and about 4. For this Marceline team on their for this Penny team on the Marceline 33. I want to like to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible, both on 99.9 FM The Captain, or being simulcast on KMRN 99.3 FM in Hamilton. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Regional Radio. We want to thank Diamond Realty, Older Monument, More Fans LLC, Marceline R5 School District, all of Marceline, Hamilton Bay, Hank and Tank's Barbecue, Bank Northwest, Traeger Limestone, MFA Agriservice, Hillcrest Manor, and CNN Sales. Ben Wittenstein from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. We have 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining here in the district championship. 31-16 is Penny's lead over Marceline. It's Penny's ball on the Marceline 33-yard line. It's 4th and 4. Marceline can get this ball back with a chance to win. They have one timeout remaining. Out of the timeout, Cook starts in the pistol with Morrow behind him. Three receivers set with two in the near and one on the far. Cook chest high snap. Fake run as he rolls to his right. He has a receiver open. It's a low throw. Does he make the catch? And the officials say he did. And the other official from the near sidelines is saying incomplete. It was Witt on the catch at about the 25. And the official closest to the ball said he made the catch, but the near sidelinesman said it was incomplete. If it is, it is a turnover on downs, and I believe it is. So they, Kenny, with the incomplete pass, turns the ball over on downs back to Marceline with 2:13 left to go in the district championship. Marceline down 31-26, and they still have one timeout in their back pocket if they want to use it. Ball on their own 33-yard line. Phillips starts in the gun. Two receivers in each side tight to the line. Phillips to pass as he rolls to the right. Pumps once and throws underneath for Nick Kane at the 36-yard line. Pushed out of bounds on the near side. Clock stops at 2:06. That'll be a 3-yard pass to bring up second down and seven. Seven. 71 passing yards for Phillips now. With the out-of-bounds catch, the clock stops at 2:06. Ball on their own 36 for Marceline, down 31-26. A touchdown here will put them ahead late. Empty backfield, Phillips. Five receivers set with three on the near side. Marceline moving left to right. Phillips the snap to pass. He rolls left. He pumps, now throws far side sideline. Stallo the catch at the 40. Makes a move out of a tackle down to the 45-yard line. That'll be a first down for Marceline. An 8-yard pass. They'll spot him at the 44. Clock now at 1:58 as it stops with Stallo running out of bounds.
First and 10 at the Tiger 44.
79 yards now passing for Chase Phillips. They have a fresh set of downs to work with. The clock now starts to run at 1:55 to go in the game. Marceline down 5. It's first and 10 on their own 44. Phillips starts in the gun. Shotgun snap back to pass in the pocket. Pressure. It won't look like he get out of it. And he's brought down for the sack. Nice tackle there by Malachi McBee to bring Chase Phillips down. Clock stops at 1:44 as Marceline calls a timeout. A huge loss pushes them all the way back to the 35-yard line. 9 yards lost on the sack. It'll be second and 19 for Marceline with a minute 44 to go in the game. Phillips brought down. He was pressured from his far side on his back. And McBee doing a tremendous job getting his first sack of the season. His third for a loss as well. We'll reset the game for you as we look back. It was a strong first quarter for Penny as they went up 19-0. And they extended it to 25-0 at the start of end of the second. But then Marceline, in the last minute and 11 seconds, scored 14 unanswered points to bring it to 25-14 at halftime. Marceline then went on to score to start the third to make it 25-20. And Penny able to extend it to 31-20, and Marceline bringing it to 31-26. So here we are at 2nd and 19 on their own 35 for Marceline, down 5 with 1:44 to go in the game. Shotgun snap, Phillips to pass. He rolls to his left side, being pressured, flushed out of the pocket, throws far sideline, and it's knocked out of bounds by Morrow. Incomplete to bring up 3rd down in 19. Stallo, the intended receiver, at about the 45-yard line of Penny. Clock stops at 1:36. Phillips has struggled this whole game for far deep passes. He's found Stallo twice, and one was for a Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the first half, and the other was a long pass for 45 yards to set them up for the score to make it 31-26. But he also has 4 interceptions thrown tonight. Up and down evening for Chase Phillips. 3rd and 19 on their own 35. 5 receivers set. Empty backfield, Phillips. Shotgun snap to pass. Penny brings blitz. And it gets to Phillips as he throws it up, and it falls incomplete. Phillips threw as he was hit. And no one was there to catch or pick it off. And so we go to 4th and 19 for Marceline. No timeouts remaining for the Tigers. So this is probably about it. With a minute 31 to go. If they can't convert on 4th and 19 here, this game and the district championship belongs to Penny. 4 receivers set, 2 on each side with Bruner to his right. Phillips is in the gun on 4th and 19 from their own 35, down 31-26. Phillips to pass. Penny sends four. He'll heave it up the middle of the field. It'll be incomplete. Tipped by the freshman Tucker Ross at the 35-yard line of Penny. Turnover on down. The Hornets get the ball back with a minute 24 to go. Marceline, no timeouts. And the district championship looks to be in the hands of the Penny Hornets. It was a last-ditch effort for Billups as he just had to heave one up. If it was caught, it would have been a first down, but good coverage into double coverage. It falls incomplete. So Penny takes over on the Marceline 35 with a minute 24 to go, and all they have to do here is victory formation. Under center goes Cook, and he'll take the knee. It was certainly a good season for Marceline. They will fall to 10-2 on the year. They'll finish the season as they finish the regular season ranked third in the state of Missouri in Class 1. And Penny will move on to the state quarterfinals. They will win their first district title since 2016 and get to their first state quarterfinals since then as well. Because all they have to do with 53 seconds remaining is take another knee. As fans start to pack up in front of us. Cold, cold night here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline as Cook takes another knee. And that'll just about do it. As Penny now 9-3 on the year. Played in two close games. Two overtimes last week against Milan. And just narrowly avoiding a loss here with Marceline trying to stage a last couple-minute comeback. 15 seconds to go. Cook takes the final knee, and that'll do it. 31-26 will be your final score. Penny with the win, and they move on to their first state quarterfinal since 2016. Marceline will end its season with a record of 10-2. We'll take one more quick break. And in 60 seconds, we'll go over some final stats and name a player of the game. All coming up next here on Regional Radio.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstrickers is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies Night November 14th at our Kirksville store. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise. Perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstrickers Ladies Night, Wednesday, November 14th in Kirksville from 5:30 to 7:30. Visit Seidenstrickers.com for all the Ladies Night details.
Welcome back here on Kirk 99.9 FM, the Captain, KMRN 99.3 FM, or online at centralmoinfo.com. The final score here from Marceline High School, Penny 31, Marceline 26. Penny moves on to the state quarterfinals next week. Ben Wittenstein with you going over some final statistics. We'll start with Penny Ryan Cook. Not a great day passing for the junior, but he got it done on the ground. Passing-wise, he was 2-for-5 for 12 yards. Running the ball, 86 yards on the ground on 17 carries. Sawyer Morrow, the running back, 176 yards on 29 carries. Connor Cavanaugh, 1 yard reception for a touchdown. Marceline side, Chase Billups. He threw 4 interceptions tonight, and he was 12-for-18 for 79 yards. Cullen Bruner, 173 yards on the ground, 13 carries. Clayton Stallo, rough on the ground as well. Negative 7 yards on 7 carries. Chase Billups, 62 yards on 3 carries and a touchdown. Clayton Stallo had 5 receptions for 67 yards. And Nick Kane, 4 receptions for 26 yards. Alex McCausland had 2 receptions for 5 yards as well. have to name a player of the game, which is brought to you by Hawkins Harrison Insurance for all your home, auto, business, and farm insurance. See Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Shelbina, Macon, Kirksville, Marceline, Lancaster, Memphis, and Cahokia. That is Outstanding Player of the Week. Outstanding Player of the Game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more in Moberly. We'll give it to two players. We'll give it to Morrow and Bruner, one for Penny and one for Marceline. One for Penny for our listeners on KMRN in Hamilton. Sawyer Morrow, 176 yards on 29 carries. Colin Bruner, 13 carries, 173 yards. That'll do it for us here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline. Once again, the final score, Penny 31, Marceline 26. Penny moves on to the first state quarterfinals in 2 years. For Matt back in the studio, I'm Ben Wittenstein saying goodnight for Marceline.